Here's the voice of Auburn High School football, Jacob Goins.
There are so many things that make the sport of football so wonderful. The passion of the fans, the intensity during a crucial third down play, and for some, the satisfying flavor of defeating your opponent. But there's a dark gray cloud that makes its way towards every stadium on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's a cloud that tonight, Auburn High football fans don't want to talk about it, think about it, and they definitely don't want to see it. That dark gray cloud is called an upset. Head coach Keith Etheridge and his Auburn High Tigers will do whatever it takes to keep that nasty idea from hovering right over Duck Sanford Stadium. The Jaguars are 0-3 on the season, which would make it easy to overlook them. Head coach Keith Etheridge says they've prepared this week, like they do every week, to play a nameless, faceless opponent. Some call that coach speak. Auburn High football calls it another day at the office. It's the Jaguars versus your Auburn High School Tigers for Friday Night Football under the lights. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. Back in the Wings 94.3 studio is Sam Boyd. Our on-site producer is Jack Cutton, and I welcome in my broadcast partner, Rob Pate. Rob, Tigers are 2-0 in region play, back home again at Duck Sanford Stadium, and a chance to add another one here tonight.
Great opportunity. This is a massive region with a lot of really good football teams, and, you know, simply stated, tonight really isn't one of those teams. I mean, this is an overmatched Jag team that is 0-2, and they're the bottom of the barrel in this region. And Auburn simply can't afford to come out and slop around. They need to get better. You know, Auburn tonight is about Auburn, you know, getting better in and of itself and not playing to the competition. And so we'll see if they're able to get that done tonight. But anytime you have a chance to host a region game, got to take advantage of that. And going to 3-0 puts them in the driver's seat for playoff positioning looking down the road.
This is the Russell Building Supply countdown to kickoff on the Auburn High Sports Network. It's brought to you by Russell Jewett Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. When we come back, we'll give you keys to the game and a little bit more. Plus, Jack Cutton will take you a look around the region, around the state, and a whole lot more. That's coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Now, the Auburn High football keys to the game. Brought to you by Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University.
back here at Duck Sanford Stadium in Auburn, Alabama, as we get you ready for the Auburn High Tigers and the Jaguars on a Friday night of high school football. I'm Jacob Goins. Joining me is Rob Pate. This is the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Kickoff, all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Time now for our Keys to the Game, presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Rob, I have a feeling your keys to the game tonight are going to kind of play in line with what I talked about in the open, avoiding an upset and trying to get a nice win here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, my key is to show maturity for this team. I mean, Auburn, barring something catastrophic, just a significant upset, is going to win tonight. So my keys are less about how to win, more about how do you improve as a team. So can you stack another quality game? Can you steadily improve week to week? Can you play to a standard and not to your opponent's level? Can you play with consistency? Can you execute? Can you play fundamentally sound football for four quarters? Can you protect the football? Can you value possession? So those are the things that going forward are going to make you a tough out for anyone. And can you get it done tonight when you're expected to do so?
Several things for this Auburn team they're looking to build on tonight. We'll talk about it throughout the broadcast. But mine is red zone scoring. Rob, yeah. This team has really struggled. Auburn has inside the 20 and even worse, sometimes inside the 10 against a team like Jag. You're hoping you can find a few plays that are effective that you can take with you into Moody next week and then Central a couple of weeks from now.
I agree. That's a big one. That's there's going to come a time where Auburn's going to have to pick up 1 or 2 yards to get a first down or to put the ball in the end zone, and they struggled. And several times they've tried to go in with the defense of the big guys, and it's turned into penalties and fumbled possessions, and so got to find an identity in those short, critical yardage situations.
Those are tonight's keys to the game, brought to you by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. When we come back, the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Kickoff will continue. We'll toss it on back to Jack Hutton. He'll take you around the region, around the state, and a whole lot more coming up next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the football field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
School expenses adding up, we've got you covered. Four Seasons Federal Credit Union offers flexible loans for tuition, school supplies, even new or used vehicles. Apply now at fourseasonsfcu.com. That's fourseasonsfcu.com. Accounts federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Loans subject to approval. Equal opportunity lender. Ask for more details.
The Auburn High Countdown to Kickoff is on Wings 94.3. Brought to you by Russell Building Supply.
A beautiful orange and blue sky, courtesy of the sunset over the trees here on the corner of University and Glen. It has shielded the heat in the press box momentarily. Well, that's sure to pick up again here soon as we barrel towards the kickoff in a cat fight tonight between the Tigers and the Jaguars from Montgomery. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here with you to bring you up to Leather in the Air. Coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes or so, we welcome you back to the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. It's a 2-0 start for area play. And the boys in blue and white wins over Opelika and Enterprise. And, well, it's going to take stacking them up here at the beginning to really make headway down the stretch. Looking ahead, Auburn's tougher games likely coming towards the end of this stretch in Area 2. I mean, you're getting games against Opelika and Enterprise to start. You thought that was going to be kind of a front-heavy schedule. That has turned out not quite the case. It's going to be Jag tonight, but the next area opponent right here on October 3rd, that's Central. You do have Smith Station after that, but then you get Carver, Montgomery, and Dothan, two teams that look to be barreling towards the playoffs themselves. So Auburn's tougher games likely coming towards the end of that schedule in Area 2, and in the top four make it out. Let's take you through the Area 2 standings to start you out here on this Friday night. It gives you a little bit more of a picture on what we're talking about here. In Area 2 right now, the Central Red Devils, 4-0 overall and 2-0. Two other teams at 2-0 in the area, but both 3-1 with the overall records. That is Carver, Montgomery, and your Auburn High School Tigers. So those are your top three right now, all tied for that first spot. Then tied for that fourth spot right now, Dothan and Opelika, both at 1-1 in the area, 3-1 overall, trailing behind the other three, Enterprise, Smith Station, and this Jaguar squad, all 0-2 in the area. Enterprise does have two wins on the cards, so certainly one that could come back up and get a couple of wins, and then Smith Station and Jag bringing up the rear there. Don't think that those would necessarily compete, but could always turn it on here late. And like Jacob and Rob were just talking about, you always want to avoid that dreaded upset. Right now, about 15 minutes to the big show here at Duck Sanford Stadium. So with that, let's take to the skies and fly over the 22nd State of the Union and see what's happening in Alabama high school football tonight on the Franklin Tire and Auto Scoreboard. Friendly service from Franklin, East University Drive in Auburn since 1970. We told you about Area 2 a moment ago, so let's tell you about the action happening on tap tonight. First off, it'll be Dothan and Carver Montgomery. That one being played at Crampton Bowl. Those two teams 3-1. One team will get out of there tonight, still undefeated in the region. The other will get that first blemish on the card and drop down to that 3 or 4 spot, depending on what Auburn and Central do. It could be either 3 or 4, and that the team that wins that could pump all the way up to first place overall in the region again, depending on what Auburn and Central do tonight. Opelika and Smith Station are another one. The Dogs headed over to Phenix City, number 7 in the state, after Auburn was able to have their way a couple of weeks ago and win that one 17-10. Smith Station looking for win number 2 of the year against the Dogs and trying to get back into contention here in this area too. Elsewhere, looking down the list here, number 2, Central, heading to Enterprise tonight. And remember, Enterprise is that 2-2 overall squad, 0-2 in the area. So tonight, kind of that final chance for Enterprise to really get going in the area. And what better way to do it than getting a win over the number 2 team in the state, the Central Red Devils. They'll be going at it like all this action in the area tonight. Scheduled at 7. That one actually scheduled at 8 o'clock. And so a little bit different there. However, all of these games coming up at 7 o'clock, apparently except for that one. Let's move on over to the Birmingham region now. Big one in the state tonight. Number 5, Vestavia Hills, travels cross town. They go visit in Alabaster. They head over to the number 1 team in the state, the Thompson Warriors. Both of those squads 3-1. Both of them, not both of them undefeated in that area 3. Vestavia Hills 1-1. Thompson 2-0, though, and so that one, a battle for first place, if you will, depending on what Hewitt Trustful does. Speaking of the Huskies, they head over to one of the other tough opponents in that area, Hillcrest. Number 3, Hewitt, traveling to number 8, Hillcrest. 4-0, Hewitt Trustful. 3-1, Hillcrest. 2-0 are the Huskies. 1-1 is Hillcrest. So that one, a really important one there for Hillcrest. If they can come up and get it, they can vaunt themselves right back into first place, at least a tie for first place, that is, and have that tiebreaker over Hewitt Trustful. Also in that Birmingham area, we're staying there. Number 20, Oak Mountain and Tuscaloosa County. 2-2 Eagles trying to get off the schneid after a couple of tough weeks. They're 0-2. Battle of 0-2 teams out there in Area 3. So the winner of that one stays alive. The loser probably drops back a good ways behind the pack. Here's another one. Number 6, Hoover, needing a win at 1-3, and they take on number 16, 3-1, Prattville, who's 2-0 in that area 3. Hoover needs a win in the worst way down at 0-2. Again, a loss tonight by Hoover, and you start to look ahead and say, boy, how is Hoover going to handle the rest of that schedule. Let's go up towards the Rocket City. Let's go up towards Huntsville. Albertville visiting number 14, Austin. 0-4 Albertville visiting 3-1 number 14, Austin. Austin tied for first in that area 4 at 2-0 in that league. Huntsville and Sparkman, a battle of top 25 teams in the state. Huntsville at 3-1 right now. Sparkman behind him at 1-3, but get this, both of those squads, 1-1 in area 4. So that one, they're fighting out for that second to third seed, maybe even that fourth seed there. Also up north, Bob Jones and Florence. Bob Jones, how about this undefeated Bob Jones? This was the team that came down to Auburn High last season and played them in the first round of the playoffs. So Bob Jones trying to get out to a 5-0 start against number 21, Florence, who's also 1-1 in that Area 4 region. And then Grissom and number 19, James Clemens. Both of them only playing three games thus far. Both have had that bye week already, and so they'll have a full slate of games from here on out. James Clemens trying to work their way back into that spot at 1-1. In Area 4. And then back down south we go, headed towards the Mobile area. It's Davidson and Bryant at 1-2 each. Davidson 0-2 in the league, and then Bryant also 0-2. So that one, a battle of the cellar drawers. We'll see who comes out of that one alive. 2-2 Robertsdale visits number 18, Fairhope. Fairhope has turned it on here of late. 2-0 in that Area 1, so tied for first there with Mary Montgomery and Baker. Let's see if they can keep it rolling tonight against a pretty good upstart Robertsdale team that has looked good thus far. Probably the game of the night down in that southern region. Number 15, Daphne, visiting number 12, Baker, both 3-1. Daphne 1-1 in the region. Baker at 2-0, so vying for that number one spot, depending on what Mary Montgomery and Fairhope go on to do. You also have down south Foley and Mary Montgomery, number 23 Foley, that is, taking on undefeated and 2-0 in that region, Mary Montgomery. Vikings can keep that top spot with a win tonight in Area 1. So here's how your bracket would look if the season ended today. Again, only four games into the season, but here's how it would look if it ended today. You'd have the round, the Region 3, number 1, Hewitt-Trussville, and a Region 2, number 4, Dothan. Right below that, you'd have the Region 1, number 2, versus the Region 4, number 3. That'd be Baker versus Huntsville. Below that, the Region 2, number 1, Central, taking on the Region 3, number 4, Vestavia Hills Rebels. And then the Region 4, number 2, Austin Black Bears, taking on Region 1's number 3 seed, Fairhope Pirates. On the other side, Bob Jones, the champion out of Region 4, would get the number 4 seed out of Region 1, Daphne. Carver Montgomery at the 2 spot out of Region 2 would get the number 3 out of Region 3, Prattville. Mary Montgomery, the Region 1 number 1 seed, would get that Region 4 number 4 seed, Florence. And in the Region 3 number 2 seed, Thompson right now would get the Region 2 number 3 seed, your Auburn High School Tigers. That's how that bracket looks if the season ended today. Still a lot to figure out. Let's go through very quickly the college football scoreboard as we told you about some high school scores. SEC college football tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock on ABC. Arkansas and Memphis, the Memphis Tigers at 3-0 trying to take on Taylen Green and the Hogs. At 11:45 on SEC Network, UAB visiting number 15, Tennessee. Tennessee trying to jump back from that loss to Georgia just a week ago. 2:30 on ESPN, Tulane and Ole Miss. It'll be at 3:15 on SEC Network, Northern Illinois visiting Mississippi State. At 6 o'clock on ESPN, South Carolina and number 23, Missouri. At 6:30 on ABC, the big one for the Florida Gators and Billy Napier needing this one. And, boy, it's not easy to do this down at Hard Rock. Number 4, Miami takes on the Gators once again at 6:30. Georgia State and number 20, Vanderbilt. How often have you heard that number and then an actual number, Vanderbilt, at 6:30 on ESPNU. At 6:45 on the SEC Network, Southeastern Louisiana and number 3, LSU. And then at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus, you can find that wherever you're getting your ESPN or your ESPN.com game. Sam Houston at 0-3, and then number 8, Texas at 2-1. Of course, the game of the day tomorrow in the SEC on 2:30 on ABC. Number 22, Auburn, and number 11, Oklahoma. Both of them undefeated, heading to Norman, Oklahoma, to take on the Sooners or the Auburn Tigers. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning as Uncle T-Bone and I will take you through all that college football action tomorrow right here on Wings 94.3 on game day on Wings. That's going to do it for the Franklin Tire and Auto scoreboard. Let's take 2 minutes on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Then when we come back, we'll get you set for Auburn and Jag here at Duck Sanford Stadium. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shot. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Hey, this is Jacob Goins, voice of the Auburn High Tigers. For air that's cool and clean, call Sensigreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation. East Alabama's premier authorized carrier dealer, the veteran team at Sensigreen, led by owner Justin Quinn, strives to deliver the most memorable service by way of an unmatched client experience. Get HVAC smart today by visiting Sensigreen.com and make sure to follow Professor Green on social media for awesome giveaways all summer long. Sensigreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
It's time for a pregame visit with Auburn High head coach Keith Etheridge.
Welcome back into the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Kickoff on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins, and we once again sit down with the head coach of Auburn High School football, Coach Keith Etheridge. Coach, great to have you back on the pregame show as always, and it's great to be back home at Duck Sanford Stadium and coming off a nice win against Enterprise last week.
Yeah, 2-0 in the region. You know, got a good win last week against Enterprise. You know, always good to start 2-0. Gives you a little bit of breathing room, but there's, you know, no rest for the weary. You know,
that's right.
Big game this week, another region game. So back home, like you said, always good to be playing at the Duck. You know, excited to get the guys out there and just get out there and let these guys compete. Just need everybody coming out Friday night and supporting these guys.
23-7 victory over Enterprise last week. What are you taking away from that game? It wasn't the prettiest start to finish, but No. You get a double-digit win, double-score win over a really good Enterprise team. What are you taking away from that game last week into the game tonight against Jack?
I think defense we played real well. I think that we still got to score in the red zone, but our kicking game was really good the other night. You know, special teams was good the other night. We've got – you know, some little things to work on. I thought, you know, snaps and up front we look better. I think we've gotten better every single game. And I think that's the thing, just maturing, getting better every single game, you know, cleaning up a lot of the pre-snap penalties and stuff like that. And I think we did that pretty much. I think we had one pre-snap penalty the other night. Maybe we had a couple pass interference calls that were – you just sort of scratch your head, but you know that happens. So we just gotta clean up some things. But I thought defensively played really well. Besides one big play, you know, I think we held them pretty much. I think they had like 31 yards up to that point.
Yeah,
and then they busted that big play, and then we come right back and scored. So you know we've done that a couple of times this year where people have scored to tie it up or bring it within one score, and then we drive right back down and score.
Yeah.
I wish we would play like with that urgency all the time. But we just got to red zone, do some things in the red zone, get better there, and I think that we've cleaned up a lot of the other stuff. So we just got to continue to get better.
It's the Jaguars coming in tonight, a struggling team. They're 0-3 so far on the season. They played some good talent, and they have some talent too, Coach. How do you go into a game like this where if the kids look at the record or look at the resume or the roster, they may try to overlook this squad? How do you guys avoid that tonight?
Well, you can't. It's a region game. You know, we got to win every region game we get an opportunity to, playoffs, you know, implications are in this game. I tell our kids every week, nameless, faceless opponent. We go out and we do what Auburn does. We work hard. We outwork everybody else. You know, blue collar mentality. We got to be that type of team. We can't be a team that looks past anybody. We can't be a team that thinks we're gonna walk out there, roll the ball out there, and beat somebody. because, you know, we're one of those teams that we can go out and beat anybody, I feel like. But we're also one of those teams that can go out and get beat by anybody, too.
Yeah, that's
right. We can't take anything for granted. We got to go out and play our football game.
Is there something that JAG does offensively or defensively that you guys have noticed on film this week that you're kind of preparing for tonight?
Well, they like to get the ball out on the edge. They run that diamond set. They throw it out there to one of their best players. You know, one of their best players is at quarterback. Another one's at receiver. They got another kid at running back that's pretty good. So they like to get in that diamond set, put in three blockers out there, throw it out there, and play the numbers game. And if you unload the box and get a bunch of guys out there, that quarterback's going to take it, fake it, come back, and they're going to run the counters and the G's, you know, away from that, and you know, just trying to get some numbers games on you, which is very, very smart. You know, get it in the hand of your best two players and try to get numbers wherever you can.
You're 2-0 so far in region play, beating Opelika and beating Enterprise. I know your focus is on JAG, but have you been able to take a look around the region at all and kind of see what's going on so far?
Yeah, there's some great teams in our region, man. I mean, we still haven't played Central. We still haven't played Carver. We still haven't played Dothan. You know, all those teams are really good. Smith Station's playing better this year. So, you know, this region's rugged, you know. The good thing is, like you said, we're 2-0. We beat two good teams. We beat, you know, Opelika and Enterprise. That's two teams that are in the playoff hunt every year. So we just got to get better. You know, we improve every single week, and by the end of the year, you know, going into the playoffs, hopefully we do what we're supposed to make the playoffs. If we can get there, you know, we have an opportunity.
It's Auburn and it's JAG. It's right here on Wings 94.3 on the Auburn High Sports Network. Tigers and Jaguars going at it at Duck Sanford Stadium. Auburn trying to move to 3-0 in region play before a non-region game next week against Mooney. Coach Etheridge, we always appreciate your time. Go get them tonight. Go Tigers.
Thank you, Jack. Go Tigers.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Hi, football fans. Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC is proud to sponsor high school football. We love being part of supporting high school sports. We salute the team, coaches, band, cheerleaders, and especially the families and fans. We are proud to be your Chevrolet and GMC dealer for East Alabama and West Georgia. Visit us online 24/7 at glennsmith.com. Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC, exit 62 off I-85 in Opelika. Get ready to smile.
It's almost game time on your Auburn High School football station. Now, the Auburn Bank starting lineups.
Auburn has won the toss and defer, and we will defer you right over to the Auburn Bank starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School football and Auburn High School athletics. Let's take you through your starters on the night. First off, number 15 at quarterback, Kaysen Myers. Starting out at the running back position, the junior, number 2, Jaden King. The receivers from left to right tonight, the senior, number 7, Josh Askew. The senior, number 5, Antonio Welch. And in a senior, number 4, Cash Reef. Starting at tight end, the 6'6", 250 monster, a junior, number 44, Hampton Jordan. From left to right on the offensive line, number 55, the sophomore, R.J. Davidson. The senior, number 64, Jaden Spinks Evans at left guard. At center, snapping the ball tonight, the junior, number 68, Karan King. The senior at right guard, number 62, Tucker Aubin. And in the right tackle, the senior, number 75, Trenton Pritchett. On defense for the Auburn Tigers, Cam Creighton gets the spot at defensive end, number 13, senior. Another senior wearing number 46, Micah Bowersock, will be opposite from him. On the defensive line, up front in the middle, number 0, the junior, Colin King. And number 99, the senior Arkansas commit, Carnell Jackson, Jr. Linebacking for the Auburn Tigers tonight, number 25, a senior, Alex Gamston. A senior, number 11, Nathan Parker. And another senior, number 3, Craig Williams. At corner tonight, number 2, the defensive back junior, Cortez Cooks. And then the senior, number 1, B.J. McGee. safely backing everybody up tonight. The number four defensive back safety, that is, senior Isaac Benford. And then the junior, number seven, Logan Sirico. Doing the kicking duties tonight is Joseph Daniel, and long snapping is Oliver Daniel. With that, we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Wings 94.3, WGZZ, and WGZZ HD, Waverly, Auburn Opelika.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and your home for Auburn football and Auburn Opelika is also your home for classic hits. Wings 94.3.
From Wings 94.3 Sports, Auburn High School football is on the air. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, Googe Performing Arts Center, and University Ace Hardware. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Franklin Tire and Auto, Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC in Opelika, Jeffcoat Trant, and Mountain High Outfitters.
That's going to do it for your Russell Building Supply countdown to kickoff. Now to take you through the next four quarters, Jacob Goins and Rob Pate on the Auburn High School Sports Network.
Thanks so much, Jack. Appreciate you and the Russell Building Supply countdown to kickoff. We're just about set between Auburn and Jag. And this might be a little foreshadowing here, Rob. I was watching as Jack was wrapping up the Auburn Bank starting lineups, and the Jaguars were lined up just beyond the 50-yard line, except one player had his foot over the line. The side judge down here said, move over, move over. He didn't. Auburn tried to kick it away, and they got a 5-yard penalty. So the Tigers will move up, and a little squib kick from Joseph Daniel will put it through the back of the end zone once again, and we are underway between Auburn and Jag. The Tigers won the toss, deferred to the second half, so that stout Scott Goolsby defense will touch the field for the first time tonight. Auburn High in their home blue. They've got the white helmet with the blue A on the side, blue jersey on the top, white pants on the bottom, white numbers and letters on front and back. Jag, on the other hand, you can't miss them. Yellow helmets, bright yellow like a school bus with the Jag logo on the side, white jersey on top, purple pants on bottom, and purple letters and numbers on front and back. Jag will move left to right on your radio dial. We'll start at the 20-yard line. Tigers will defend right to left. Empty set for the quarterback, drops back to throw, unloads a duck ball over the middle, and it's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Tigers return to the 25, now to the 20, gets a block at the 10, to the 5, and strolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Auburn High. It's Isaac Benford with a pick six to start the game for Auburn High School.
An outstanding play right there by the Auburn secondary. Just recognition, because they went four wide with a tight end attached, and they tried to hit that tight end right down the middle of the field, which has really hurt Auburn over the last couple of weeks. Tight ends have gotten behind the secondary, so great job. Both safeties converged on the ball, and Benford was able to go up and fight off two other people for that interception, and it made a great return. There was a penalty on the play, but it was an ineligible receiver downfield for Jag. So one play, one defensive possession, and a turnover, a pick six. That's and you can't ask for much more if you're Coach Etheridge.
A nearly perfect start as Jag has to run a player on late for this PAT attempt. Joseph Daniel will step in. Snap is good. Hold is down, kick is up, and good. One play, one score. Defensively, Tigers of Auburn lead 7-0 over Jag. Just 13 seconds into the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Classic hits and Auburn High School football. Wings 94.3.
Your Auburn High Tigers start the football game defensively with a pick six. by Isaac Benford, the senior, returns at about 40 yards, and Auburn leads 7-0 after just one play. Joseph Daniel kicks it up through the back of the end zone, and I can't even bring Jack Cutton for a scoring drive summary because there wasn't one, as Auburn leads 7-0, Rob, just 13 seconds into the ballgame.
Yeah, but, you know, Coach Etheridge hit on it, and we talked about it in our pregame, is just Auburn maturing and getting better, and little things like that show that, hey, we're getting it, where teams have really isolated us and gotten behind our linebackers, behind our safeties. They've done it with that tight end position, and right out of the gate, Jag tried to go straight to that. They've seen it on film in almost every game, and Auburn's fixed it.
Jag has only two players on the roster with a quarterback logo next to their name, and neither one of them are the one that's in the shotgun here. It's number 8, Mardarian Smith, the wide receiver. He's the one that threw the interception on the first play and gets absolutely smoked on the second play, taken down for a loss of 2.
Yeah, Greg Williams that time with a WWE slam right there for a tackle. He was outnumbered, too. He beat a blocker and then was able to get a tackle for no gain, and that's a great play by Greg.
Sun is nearly down here at Duck Sanford Stadium. Lights are on. Little hints of a flamingo sky in Auburn, Alabama on a Friday night. It's Smith now, keeps it on the outside, comes to the near side, and tackled open field. Falls on the ground. Tigers jump on it. They're going to say he was down before it popped out, but a big loss yet again for Mardarian Smith. Again, the senior wide receiver playing in a Wildcat-type formation, and another big loss on second down.
Yeah, you can tell they just want to get the ball in the hands of, it looks like, their best playmaker, so the quarterback has run it the last two plays. That time they got the edge. Alex Gamston was the run force guy on the edge, and he got sealed off. So Cortez Cooks came up from his corner position and really did a nice job of cutting the legs out, and then that allowed the rest of the defense to pursue.
10.5 minutes counting down in this first quarter. Auburn leads Jags 7-0 on a pick six on play number 1. They'll keep it on the ground into traffic, somehow finds a lane, finds another lane out across the 25. Ball's on the ground again. Tigers are on top of it. Tigers say they have it, and they do. Another turnover for the Jag offense on third and long after what was a nice pickup by the receiver, and Auburn's going the other way.
That was their best offensive play, but at the end of that run, he just got stood up, and the Auburn defenders were clawing for that ball. And I think underneath the pile, Eli Scott, number 27, defensive end, trailing on the play, was able to come up with a big turnover to set this offense up in prime scoring position.
The fifth-ranked team in the state, your Auburn High Tigers, are on the field offensively for the first time tonight. They're standing on the 27-yard line, moving right to left on your radio dial. 10:23 to play in the first quarter. Kaysen Myers pops up, throws a screen pass to Askew, dances around at the 20. He'll be shoved back. His helmet's ripped off. Waiting for a flag to be thrown. They won't do so. They'll say forward progress stops him at the 21. Pickup of 6 for Askew.
Yeah, just a nice little simple throw to get Kaysen Myers comfortable. He hit his main target right there, Askew, and man, he's got to get that helmet strapped on so he doesn't lose that thing.
Looks like they did eventually throw a flag, Rob. If it was for ripping Josh Askew's helmet off, I think it was. And so that's going to move Auburn from the 21. That'll move them inside, just outside the 10-yard line. Puts Auburn, for the first time tonight, offensively that is, into the Byron Smokehouse red zone. Byron Smokehouse, an Auburn tradition for over 30 years. Two receivers on the near side, Antonio Welch, Yes, he does go in motion, does not get it. It'll be Jaden King up the middle to the near side and will grind his way down to the 6-yard line.
Well, we've all talked about Jaden King and just the spark that he's brought to that running back position, and that time he's able to slip one tackle that probably would have resulted in no gain and picks up about 5.
Second and 6 for Auburn at the 7, so they could pick up a first down without a touchdown. Myers rolls out, throws back to the near side. Big Hampton Jordan, he's got a block, fights for the pylon! And they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Oh, no. Oh, we've been calling for Big Hamp to get in the end zone, and he's coming up a half a yard short.
Yeah, just a throwback screen over to Hampton, and he had one blocker out in front of him, had to get physical inside the 5. And they're able to work him out of bounds at about the 2-yard line.
Hampton Jordan, the junior, playing football for the first time in his life, converted from basketball, 6'6", 250. And you can't fake it. Tigers are going to try and work it to him maybe another time here. He's on the right side of the line. Running back is Jaden King off the right hip of Kaysen Myers. Third and 1 from the 2. King up the middle and works his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Auburn High. Touchdown, Tigers.
Well, and that's what Coach Etheridge and this offensive staff want to see. That offensive front opening up some holes. Big Trenton Pritchett, Tucker Auburn, Kieran King, Spinks Eccles, R.J. Davidson, those guys being able to pick up 2 yards when you need it, and they just got it done right there on third and goal.
9:32 to play in this first quarter. Auburn leads 13-0, could be 14, pending a PAT from Joseph Daniel. It is up, and it is good. 14-0 Auburn over Jag. 9:32 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on Wings 94.3.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Eagles, Def Leppard, and the Tigers play here. Wings 94-3.
Just over 2 minutes into this game, not even three into this game between Auburn and Jag, and the Tigers of Auburn High here at home at Duck Sanford Stadium lead the Jaguars of Jag 14-0 with 9:32 to play in this first quarter. Let's toss it on back to Jack Cutton for a scoring drive summary.
All right, guys, Auburn goes three plays, and they go from only about 17 yards out. Check that, 22 yards out. Thanks to the face mask, though, from Jag on that Josh Askew hit, they were able to get into the end zone just four plays later, and those four plays cover those 17 yards thanks to the 2-yard Jaden King touchdown run. Tigers up 14-0.
Thanks so much, Jack. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody being with us here on Wings 94-3. Jag will keep it on the ground. Finds a little bit of space on the far side of the field, but not for long. Greg Williams just prevents a big-time run and buries himself into the running back.
He did, man. That was a physical tackle right there. He is an enforcer on the edge. And Greg, that time, looked like he had gotten beat around the corner, but was able to use his speed. And then once he gets to the ball carrier, the power that he has to bring it to the ground.
Greg Williams a week ago, guys, had 12 total tackles, 7 of those on his own, and 3 tackles for loss. He's been everywhere so far this season. It's number 1 on the ground to the near side. Tigers in hot pursuit. Several blue jerseys there to make the stop. Logan Sirico, I believe, is going to get credit, and apologies because the ball carrier's wearing number 1. Apparently, Christian Williams. Not according to the roster I was given, but we'll go with it.
Yeah, he came up gimpy right there at the end of that play. The Auburn secondary has done really well in run support. That time, again, number 2, Cortez Cooks comes up from his corner position, and this is the diamond formation that Coach was talking about.
8:20 to play in the first quarter. They pitch it out to a screen on the near side, gets across the 20, and just leveled at the 24-yard line. How about Colin King, 6'1", 300 come outs to make the stop, and it's fourth down.
Outstanding play for a defensive tackle to be out there outside the numbers near the Auburn sidelines, making a tackle on a, you know, at the line of scrimmage, basically. So that's great effort by him, great pursuit to the football, and he'll get high marks for that when they turn the film on.
Jaguars pick up just 5 yards on 3 plays. It's now 4th and 5 from their own 25, moving left to right here at Duck Sanford Stadium. And one thing we know Jag will struggle with tonight, Rob, is special teams, and they've got their punter on the field right now. It appears to be Cash Reef in punt return, and that kick goes straight up in the air. It's going to go out of bounds, maybe at their own 40-yard line. We'll see if that went nearly 15 yards. They do. They say it goes 15 yards from the 25 to the 40, and for the second straight time, Tiger offense starts in plus territory.
Well, you know, that's an area that Auburn should dominate almost week in and week out is kicking game. We saw this last week against Enterprise. They struggled mightily punting the football. You know, other than Opelika so far this year, Opelika had a really good kicker and punter, but Auburn, Joseph Daniel shows you what value that he has to this team.
7:27 in this first quarter. Auburn leads 14-0. Looking to add on to it here. Jaden King dances in the backfield, finds a hole up to the 30, and will be stopped right there. Pickup of 4.5. They call it 5 on first down.
Well, you know, that just shows his maturity because I wanted him to bounce it out, but he knows, hey, north and south right there, pick up what you can.
Which is something we've talked about early on this season. Myers in the shotgun. They're going to run end around and coming this way. Here's Josh Askew. He's looking for a house call. To the 20, to the 10. Foot race at the 5, and he finds the end zone. Josh Askew outruns everybody, and it's a light show here at Duck Sanford Stadium.
Yeah, great design right there with the pitch to the right with the running back, and then just handing it off, pitching it back to Askew. And man, he just turned on the burners and outran the angle that the safety had, and it was, I think, untouched for the touchdown there.
There's not many people in this state that can catch up with 7 in blue. He's 5'8", 145, and he runs like it. Joseph Daniels in, and the PAT is up and good. 21-0 Auburn over Jag with 6:53 to play in this first quarter. We're back right after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Your hometown station for Auburn sports, Wings 94.3.
Well, you couldn't ask for it to start much better if you're Auburn. 21-0 over Jag with 6:53 to play in this first quarter. Joseph Daniel puts a boot into it. Looks like he was going to leave it short. Instead, he'll kick it to the front of the end zone, and it will roll to the back of the end zone. This Jag team came into tonight 0-3. And you can kind of see why Auburn has taken advantage so far tonight. Jack, let's get a quick scoring drive summary.
Yeah, really quickly, Auburn goes two plays, 40 yards, and, of course, the big Josh Askew run. Auburn up to 57 total yards of offense here. They've held Jag to 11 thus far, but, of course, the pick six has helped Auburn come out to this 21-0 lead, guys.
Appreciate it, Jack. As I was saying, Jag 0-3 so far this season, 0-2 in region play, and last week it was another drumming. 59-20 was their loss on the road at Opelika in Bulldog Stadium. Receivers got to keep it this time, and I mean walloped at the 20-yard line. Greg Williams with an SEC-style tackle on the far side, pickup of literally zero.
Yeah, Greg just plays angrily. I mean, you can just see the physicality. I mean, yeah, he could have finished that tackle in a lot of different ways, but man, he wants that guy to know if you come around this side and you see the three jersey, you're going to feel it when you're walking back to the huddle, and he wants him to remember that. He's a physical presence tonight.
Jag has run several quarterbacks in the backfield. I don't know if quarterback's the correct term, but that's the position they're playing. The receiver, Smith, is going to lob it to a tight end out across the 25 and falls forward near the 28-yard line. Appears to be Jaden Williams, the junior it is, and he picks up 7, maybe 8.
Yeah, really close to their first down right here. It's going to put them in a short yardage situation, and had two receivers in the same vicinity right there. And the big tight end, who they tried to target on play number one, comes up with the, I want to say, their first catch.
So now third and one for the Jag offense, moving left to right as we look at it. Ball's on the 29-yard line. Tigers shift the defensive front, and Jag moved.
We're waiting on that. Yeah, we see it every week, you know, and it's hurt us. And this time it came and helped us. Opelika really, really hurt us shifting their defensive front at the line of scrimmage. And you know, Coach Etheridge was speechless over how often they practice that. This time the Auburn defense implements it. Jag falls for it.
Stands are nearly full here on the home side at Duck Sanford Stadium. Good turnout by the Auburn High faithful on this Friday night. As the receiver Smith is in the shotgun, he throws just a home run ball on the far side at the 30, caught at the 30, and then wrestled down across the 35-yard line. Felt like it took forever to get over there. Alex Gamston eventually the one to make the tackle, and a first down for Jag after a pickup of 13.
Yeah, it's just a bust in coverage out there. I mean, there was nobody out there, and the safety, Graham Forthofer, and then Gamston had to scramble and get the guy on the ground.
First and 10 for Jag. Ball placed at the 36-yard line, moving left to right as we look at it. 5:15 in the first quarter. Ball's on the ground all the way back to the 20-yard line. Quarterback Smith picks it up and just throws it out of bounds. I don't think it got back to the line of scrimmage. I don't think it did. It's a whole yard short of trying to get back to the 36-yard line. And there is a flag down back at the 10-yard line. So that should be grounding on, again, a player and Mardarian Smith, who's listed as a receiver, Rob, but when that ball's on the ground like that, you're just trying to make anything happen.
Well, they actually called a personal foul on Auburn for roughing the passer there, not an intentional grounding. So
what?
I think they were trying to verify if the ball got past the line of scrimmage, and this official says it did, and the white hat who was standing over the play says Auburn got too rough with the quarterback.
Wow. So a play that should have gone back to our left is now moving to our right. Jag is in Auburn territory for the first time tonight. Ball on the 49-yard line. Smith puts it on the ground up the middle, and Tigers are there. Loss of two, maybe three. Several blue jerseys blow up the play on the ground on first down.
Yeah, I'll give you a guess of who that guy was. It was number three, Greg Williams. And, again, in the backfield, wreaking havoc. He had some help there by Michael Bowersock, the senior defensive end. But Greg, man, he's the heart and soul of this Auburn defense.
Recruiting sites say he's a three-star, Rob. I just don't believe it. In a good way. I think he's better than
that. Yeah, I agree. He's a great player.
High snap to Smith. He'll drop back and throw just a home run ball. No apologies. Just throws a little lob pass to the 50. It's intercepted by the Tigers. Comes out and ends up in the hands of Greg Williams, who gets it at the 40 and down near the 35-yard line. Another turnover for Jag. I thought he was throwing it deep. Instead, he throws just a little lob play over the middle, and it's another turnover forced by Auburn.
Yeah, another interception by Greg Williams. He had one great interception at Opelika that he ran back for a touchdown that got called back. But that time was able to break a couple of tackles, does another good job getting that ball back onto the Jag sideline side of the field, and sets up Auburn again in Jag territory.
This Tiger defense has come to play tonight. Officials are going to meet right around the 35-yard line again. An interception by Greg Williams will give Auburn the football in plus territory, leading Jag 21-0 here in the first quarter, just a tick under 5 minutes to play. And the entire officiating crew has come together. Is it a clock issue?
I think it may be, because it looks like the scoreboard's totally black. You know, where the actual score and time is functioning, but the scoreboard itself is totally black. And I don't know if maybe no time ran off the clock there, and not sure.
This Jag team so far this season, they've been shut out once, and they're being outscored 149-26 on the year. That number is going up in the wrong way for the Jaguars so far tonight. They've had a tough start to the year, though, in terms of their schedule. At Hewitt-Trussville, at Carver-Montgomery, and at Opelika. It doesn't get much more difficult than those three teams, and then coming in here to Duck Sanford Stadium to take on an Auburn High School team. And Jag only plays two real home games this year. This one, including, was supposed to be in Montgomery, but Jag did agree to come up and play this one at Duck Sanford Stadium. So it appears we do have a clock issue. I think that's what the problem is here, guys. So Auburn leading 21-0, 4:59 in the first quarter for now. Tigers are on offense. They'll have the football at the 37-yard line of Jag. Tigers with just 57 total yards of offense, but a couple of defensive plays have helped them out. Myers in the shotgun. Jag brings pressure. Unloads over the middle. Has his man and just overthrew Josh Askew. It was out of the reach of 7 and blue by a yard or two, and if he catches it, he has 6.
Yeah, Jag really challenging these Auburn wide receivers. Press man coverage across the board that time, and Askew won off the ball, had his guy beat, and they had a free blitzer that that Kaysen was trying to get that ball off in time and just overshot him slightly.
Kaysen Myers will be in the empty shotgun set for the first time tonight. Trips to the top, one receiver on the near side. It is caught by B.J. Collins. Corner falls down. He'll gain a few yards out of it and will be enough for the first down across the 30, down towards the 27-yard line. First down, Tigers.
Yeah, heady play by Collins, just getting right upfield. I mean, that was a simple four-yard hitch route, and he catches it, doesn't hesitate, and is able to turn that into a first down catch.
Jaden King off the right hip of Kaysen Myers. The throw a screen to the far side. It's caught by Levi Kelly. It's a foot race at the 10 and dragged down by the ankles at the 5. It'll be first and goal for the Tigers. Auburn is inside the Byron Smokehouse red zone. Byron Smokehouse, an Auburn tradition for over 30 years.
Well, great execution there by Cash Reef, making the block that's able to seal that forced defender out there. he tries to jump the pass, and Kason Myers has to rely on Cash Reef to not allow that guy to get to the ball and intercept it. And then he's able to spring the receiver forward for that big game.
First and goal. Auburn has the football on the five-yard line. Moving right to left here at the duck. Ball's on the far hash. Myers pitch play to the far side. It's Jaden King with a blocker. And he strolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Jaden King.
That's a good play design right there. You get big Trenton Pritchett. He pulls and leads the way on the tall sweep. The right tackle, very athletic. A kid that's going to play at the next level. And it's a kind of a one-on-one then at that point with Jaden King, and Jaden is able to somehow slip that defender. I don't think he even touched him.
I don't think
in a one-on-one
either.
Situation. So great job, Auburn, putting up points inside the five-yard line.
Jaden King had no touchdowns on the season, coming into tonight. He's got a couple now as Auburn puts up 28 so far in the first quarter. We're just under five to play. We're right back after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Reynolds Outdoors, they're all about hunting and fishing and loving the great outdoors every day. And if you are too, you'll love the great selection of guns and ammo, bows and arrows, rods and reels, gear and apparel. As an independent family business, Reynolds Outdoors can offer top brand names at hometown prices, plus friendly, local, expert service. So before you hit the woods, the field, or the water, head to Reynolds Outdoors on Geneva Street, Opelika, on Facebook and Instagram, and at reynoldsoutdoors.net.
AHS Football on Wings 94.3, part of the Auburn Network family of stations.
28-0 Auburn High over Jag here at Duck Sanford Stadium, counting down the minutes until the end of the first quarter as Joseph Daniel will put a leg into it. And I'll let you guess on where that one goes. Jack, are you good for a scoring drive summary? And while we're at it, let's go ahead and get a Franklin Tire and Auto scoreboard update if you have one of those as well.
Bring it on, brother. Yeah, 42 yards go the Auburn Tigers in four plays there. And, of course, they get the big Jaden King run. Number two of the night for the junior Jaden King. Looking at a couple of scores across the area. Carver Montgomery on top of Dothan, 14-7. You've also got Opelika on top of Smith Station, 7-0. And then Enterprise and Central still to start. That one not till 8 o'clock tonight, boys.
Appreciate that, Jack. Again, thanks to Franklin Tire and Auto for the scoreboard. As Jack back out on offense, the receiver Smith will toss it out to the far side, finds a hole at the 20, now down to the 30. Tigers just can't get a hand on him at the 40 and steps out at the 43-yard line. Speedy receiver out there on the outside is number three, Christian Jackson, the junior, and moves the chains for Jack.
Yeah, they've got athletes in space, and that time they're able to get a little crease, and Greg Williams stumbled over there, almost got to him for a tackle for loss, and just couldn't keep his feet, and he hits the seam and gets down the Jag sideline. That's their best play of the night.
Ball will be placed on the 43-yard line on the far hash, just outside the black circle that encompasses the would-be Auburn High A at midfield. Tigers are all over a run play on first down. A couple of big blue jerseys were there. Trying to give proper credit. Looks like Carnell Jackson, the Arkansas commit, was the first.
Yeah, sure was. And that's two plays the Auburn defensive front has made, the defensive tackles, particularly behind the line of scrimmage or down the sideline. So those guys really getting after it. Auburn trying to rotate a little bit in the secondary. They've have Alex Burside in. They've played Logan Sirico some. And that front seven, they've been pretty solid with keeping that number one unit in.
Counting down under 2 minutes here in this first quarter. Jag has the football on the 40-yard line. It's going to be a second and 13. Receiver Smith will keep it the whole way. Tries to guide an offensive lineman up the field. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage at the 43-yard line. It'll be third and long for the Jags.
Yeah, just a good job by that Auburn defensive front. Run support, fitting with the linebackers, maintaining gap integrity with the defensive front, just putting all the pieces together right where they're supposed to be. And Auburn comes in with kind of a cheetah unit right here, some of their slimmer defensive front guys to get after the passer on third and long.
This Tiger defense, after getting torched against Vestavia Hills, they've only given up 23 points outside of that game. Smith is going to keep it up the middle, and a bad call by him. Greg Williams was not fooled. That was just an assassination by three in blue, and it's fourth down for Jag.
Yeah, completely unblocked, and if there's one guy you do want to block, it's three in a blue jersey, and Jag just totally overlooked him, and Greg's able to get behind the line of scrimmage for, I don't know, maybe his third or fourth tackle for loss tonight, and he already has an interception, so he's putting up big numbers in the first quarter of this football game.
Yeah, we told you again last week, Greg Williams had 12 total tackles, 7 of them by himself, and 3 tackles for loss. So it will be fourth down. Appears to be 9 for Jag. They'll punt it away. And a flag's going to be down. Jag did not get the snap off. No, they're going to say offsides on Auburn. They're going to say offsides on Auburn, so makes a 4th and 9. Not a 4th and 4.
Which that I think that may change their calculus here. They may roll the offense back out there and go for that. We'll
see.
That's
a long 4. It's about 5.5, maybe 6.
Now they leave the punt unit on.
Jag has it at the 46-yard line. Tigers put a return man at the 25. High snaps, low, slow play, and a spiraling kick's not going to go very far. And Auburn's going to pick it up at the 40. Now he's at the 50 on the far side to the 40 and will be forced out of bounds at the 32-yard line.
That's Greg Williams.
Good for him.
Yeah. That ball was just kind of kicked to the left, just kind of a shank there. And Greg and, you know, Johnny on the spot. I mean, he just recognizes that, hey, I've got an opportunity with this. He sees it, and he picks up, he flips the field 30 yards just by playing heads-up football there.
Tigers offense back out on the field. We're under a minute to play in this first quarter. Auburn leads 28-0 over Jag. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network on Wings 94.3, WingsFM.com, and the Radio Alabama app. As Cross Land is in the ballgame for the first time tonight for Auburn, he'll pitch a play out to Josh Askew, caught at the 30, now a little shake and bank at the 25, tries to cut upfield, trying to get across the 25, cannot do so. A couple of purple and gold jerseys will stop him right there, but a gain of about 7 on first down.
Same little quick screen that they ran last possession, and again, it's up to Cash Reef to block that forced defender. He does a nice job, and big pickup on first down.
First completion for Crossland in his Auburn High career. He drops back to pass. He'll get another one at the 25. Now at the 20 for Antonio Welch, and is ripped out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Could have been caught a late hit. They won't. It's another first down for the Tigers, and they're inside the Byron Smokehouse red zone.
I think that's going to end the first quarter right there.
And the first quarter does run out. A little bit of a scoreboard issue here at the Duck, hoping to get that fixed by the time we start the second quarter. But it's all Auburn over Jag after 1, 28-0. Tigers lead the Jags. We're back after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC in Opelika is proud to sponsor high school football. We believe that high school athletics build character among young people, and we are honored to support it. This is a great area to live, play, work, worship, and retire. In our 33rd year, we are your Chevrolet and GMC dealer for East Alabama and West Georgia. Visit us online 24/7 at glennsmith.com. Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC, exit 62 off I-85 in Opelika. Get ready to smile.
Auburn High Football on Wings 94.3 is just beginning to rock. It's time for the second quarter, brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust.
Start of the second quarter, it's Auburn leading 28-0 over Jag here at Duck Sanford Stadium. Appreciate you being with us here on Wings 94.3. Tonight's action in the second quarter is brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We flip the field. Tigers now moving left to right on your radio dial. Cross land in the shotgun. Ball placed at the 15-yard line. He'll throw a screen pass to Hampton Jordan, who is dragging a defender at the 10, dragging him at the 5, and gets taken down at the 3-yard line. That kid could not bring down 44 in blue. It took some help to do it.
Sure did. That was just another throwback screen to Hampton and trying to get him involved in the red zone, which is a good idea. I mean, he is built just prototypical for what you want in a tight end. And You know, the Jag defender right there just went for a ride for about 10 yards.
First and goal from the three for the Auburn High offense, left to right here at the Duck. Ball's placed on the far hash. Again, backup quarterback Crossland is in the shotgun. He's going to give it up the middle, on the ground for the Tigers, and into the end zone. It's Jalen Huff, the junior running back, who gets the score for Auburn, and it's 34 to nothing.
Yeah, good for Jalen. You know, he was really the lone ball carrier that Auburn had the first couple of weeks and then got banged up. Since then, they've gone with Jaden King a lot, and just the type of different mix-up that he brings. Jalen Huff, more of a pounder in between the tackles type guy, and that time he picks up the score. Nice run there.
Huff picks up his second touchdown on the year. Tigers convert in the red zone as well, and Joseph Daniel puts it up and puts it through. That touchdown run is our clean play of the game, brought to you by Peaches and Clean, powerful carpet cleaning, caring for your floor, and a whole lot more with locations in Auburn and Montgomery. Find them online at peachesandclean.com. We're back right after this here on Wings 94.3.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Aerosmith, Van Halen, and the Tigers play here. Wings 94-3.
Just underway here in the second quarter at Duck Sanford Stadium. Tigers leading the likes of the Jaguars 35-0. And another touchdown drive. The fourth of the night goes four plays, 31 yards, thanks to the Jalen Huff touchdown run from 3 yards out. Second of the year, nice drive engineered by number 11, Cross Land there, boys.
Appreciate it, Jack. Yep, good to see Crossland get in there, get his first career completion here at Auburn High. And as I mentioned, Jalen Huff gets the second touchdown run, Rob. But something we talked about was converting in the red zone. Auburn's done that so far tonight.
Yeah, every time. Taking care of the football, making wise choices, getting north and south. You know, they've really executed well, and particularly down there in scoring position where it matters.
So Kason Myers' night appears to be done for Auburn. Had a good performance last week, did Myers, 19 of 27, 176 yards, couple of touchdown passes as well. Jags offense back out on the field on the 21-yard line, on the 20-yard line, after the touchback from Joseph Daniel. They'll run around out to the far side. Quarterback keeps it the entire way, and just nothing doing. He's tackled out of bounds for a loss.
Yeah, trying to run to the short side of the field. They're on the far hash and run it into their own boundary. And the Auburn secondary, again, you know, comes up and runs support and does a really good job. They had about three guys blocking number three, which is wise, but still allowed some other guys to go unblocked and get there to make the tackle.
Mardarian Smith, the wide receiver, he wears number 8 in white for Jag. He is playing quarterback tonight for this Jaguars team. They'll flush the running back out to the near side. They'll throw it to the running back on the near side, and just nothing doing. First man there was Micah Bowersock, the senior, to make the stop, and it's another big loss on third down.
Yeah, big play by him. Big quick swing pass, and he's the first man to get to the ball, and then a lot of blue jerseys come in and just swarm around it, and Jag going backwards here on this drive.
Big loss on second down brings up third down. Apologies. With 10:15 to play, counting down in this second quarter, it's 35-0 Auburn in this Troy Bank and Trust second quarter. Moving right to left are the Jaguars of Jag. Claps his hands, does the quarterback keeper all the way to the far side at the 15, now at the 20, and he'll be forced out of bounds near the 22-yard line. And a flag is thrown back at the 15-yard line near where Greg Williams is standing. So we'll see what the call is. As of now, it's a fourth down for Jag. I didn't see it, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't either. But, you know, they had the edge out there, and where it's at, it looks like it would be a holding call, but
nobody's moving just yet. White Hat's having a conversation with a couple of the other officials. .956 to play in this Troy Bank and Trust second quarter. Again, Auburn leading 35-0 over Jag. I don't know what the confusion is. Seems like the officials are going to say it's on Jag, so they're going to walk it back.
It'll be a personal foul.
Two personal fouls. Face mask on Jag is going to be
declined.
Declined. Did they call one on Auburn, too?
No, I think that they're just going to decline it, take the result of the play, and then Jag will punt.
So 9:56 in this second quarter. Punt unit is out there for Jag. Return man is Cash Reef, standing just beyond the 50-yard line in negative territory. Feet inside the black circle there at center field. See if Auburn brings pressure or will play for the return. Bad snap is low. It's a bouncer to the punter. He'll get it off. Best kick so far tonight. Hits right at the 50 and will take a nice Jag bounce inside the 35, working towards the 30. That's going to get near the 25-yard line. Stopped officially at the 26. So a pretty good punt flips the field for Jag, and the offense is back out there for the Tigers.
Yeah, this will give the offense some room to work with right here. Gives them a chance to see if they can put together a sustained drive. And really the first time I think they've had to go, you know, pretty much the length of the field right here.
51-yard punt for Jag. Not bad for a roster that doesn't have special teams on it.
Well, a lot of help with the roll right there. And, you know, that's one that was kind of in no man's land in another game where field position is really critical. You kind of want to field that one.
Tiger offense on the field once more. Kaysen Myers is back in the ballgame, and he throws a home run ball, and he is gone. B.J. Collins will stroll into the end zone. He caught it at the 30, and he'll wave goodbye. It's another touchdown pass for Kaysen Myers and the Auburn High Tigers. 74 yards.
All right. Yeah, and that was the opportunity I think the offensive staff wanted, was to see, you know, with the length of the field to go, how can they produce? And they wanted to put their starter back in and see if he can make a big throw, and he did. Right on the money.
Beautiful throw. That throw right there tells you why he's got offers from Auburn, Purdue, and others in the P4 for Kaysen Myers. How about 41-0 Auburn? It could be more, pending the PAT from Joseph Daniel. It's up. It was a low kick and somehow gets through. 42-0 Auburn over Jag with 9:16 to play in the second quarter. We're back after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Auburn High School football on Wings 94.3. Now that's classic.
Sun is down, lights are on at Duck Sanford Stadium. The lights have been active as they will flash and do all sorts of crazy stuff after Auburn High scores, and they've done that quite a bit. So far tonight, 42-0 is Auburn's lead over Jag with 9:16 to play in the Troy Bank and Trust second quarter. A shorter kick is going to be returned and muffed at the goal line. Now returning at the 10, now to the 20 on the far side. Kicker to beat at the 30. Daniel can't make the tackle, and now it's down the sideline at the 50. Shakes a tackle at the 40 and will be stopped right there by the Auburn High special teams unit. And that's why we tell you every time about Joseph Daniel putting it through the back of the end zone. Jag returns it to the opposite 40, but a flag is down on the play.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, kind of the love and hate of a kicker that can do that with such consistency, is that you grow to expect it as a kickoff return team. And when it comes up short, you know, you may have thought to yourself, I'm not going to have to make a tackle here. And now all of a sudden you do. And you can see where it was muffed back there in the end zone, and all of a sudden he had to return it, and Auburn wasn't prepared for it. But it's going to come back. It's a block in the back.
They do call block in the back on Jag, so would have been by far their best starting field position of the night. And that will quickly come back for the Jaguars. Again, second quarter action of tonight's game brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need.
Was a really good return, though. I mean, he got shot out of a cannon right there. Got down the Jag sideline, and Joseph Daniel did a really nice job of slowing him down and getting enough of him so the rest of the coverage team could come in and make the tackle.
That's about as reverse as you can get. Jag was going to have it near the plus 40-yard line. Instead, they're going to start this drive on the 6-yard line, moving right to left. As we look at it here, at the duck, quarterback is Smith. He's in the shotgun. He'll take it the whole way. Cuts upfield and breaks off a tackle, believe it or not. Gets out to the far side, trying to work his way back towards the line of scrimmage, but he's not going to get there.
Yeah, somebody had him in the backfield, tried to lasso him down. He was able to shake free of that, but Logan Sirico comes up and runs the alley there and is able to make a tackle for a loss.
8:49 in this second quarter, and looks to be an injured Jaguar down on the far side of the field.
I think that's the quarterback, and that would be a huge loss for them. I mean, he's been the ball handler, the primary guy that's running most of these offensive plays, and that'd be a huge, huge loss for those guys.
It is Mardarian Smith, the senior, again, listed as a receiver, but he's been in the shotgun all night long. He is able to get up and walk off under his own power, so that's good to see. A couple of Jag fans here in attendance tonight. Band of cheerleaders made the trip up from Montgomery. Turned out to be a pretty nice evening after what's been a several hot days in Auburn and Opelika. But, again, Smith is able to walk off the field. We'll see who takes his place. As Jag has the football, 2nd and 12 on their own 4. And it's number 12, LaKing Anderson, who is listed as a quarterback on their roster. He stands way back in the shotgun. Trips spread out to the near side, 2 on the far side, 5 wide for Jag. Play clock is at 13, game clock counting down. Throws out of the end zone and incomplete. Tried to throw it on the near side to Christian Jackson, but overthrew him.
Yeah, he did. Trying to spread Auburn wide and just attack some of those areas over that second receiver where Auburn tends to give a little ground with their safeties, but can't connect. And Jag throwing from their end zone. They have to be careful here not to get a holding in the end zone and protect that football. See if Auburn can knock one away and get an easy score here.
Carnell Jackson subs out. Hunter Brown, the senior defensive lineman, number 9, will sub in for the Tigers. It's a keeper the whole way to the far side, trying to get a couple of yards. And I don't think he made it back to the line of scrimmage. He didn't. They're going to call him down at the 3 if he's lucky.
Yeah, number 90, Brennan Barber, playing left end right there. Does a really good job of containing and running down that quarterback, keeping contained on that outside shoulder and throws him down for another loss.
Clock is running, approaching 8 minutes to play in this Troy Bacon Trust second quarter. Auburn with a 42-0 lead. Jack's going to be punting out of their own end zone in a closer ball game. Rob, I say Auburn probably sends the house here, but I would imagine you just want to play the return game. Our punt returner standing on the 30-yard line. So,
yeah, I agree. And, you know, they haven't had much success punting other than the last one that rolled. So, good opportunity for here for Cash to try to maintain field position and work on fielding these punts. It's going to be a delay of game,
too. And the flag is down for a delay of game. They can't move back very far. They'll move half the distance, go from the 4 to the 2, which will put their punter basically his heels on the back end zone line, punting right to left here at the duck. Auburn shows a little pressure. High snap, able to corral it. Gets it off high. End-over-end kick, and Reef is able to catch it at the 29-yard line, and that's where the Tiger offense will start once again.
Well, that's a great rep because that's what exactly what he needs to do. You know, it's not about, you know, picking up big yardage after the catch. It's maintaining that great field position. They're going to start this drive at the Jag 29-yard line because he's able to come up and corral a very high punt and does a good job of salvaging field position, not letting that ball hit and roll like it did last time.
Kaysen Myers had a 74-yard touchdown pass his last drive out. And Crossland is back in for the Auburn High Tigers. The junior stands at 6'1", 195 pounds for Auburn.
He's a big, thick kid that, I know Auburn wants to play him more than they have. But Kaysen Myers makes that hard.
He's going to have time to throw and time to deliver.
An
absolute beauty on the 2-yard line into the breadbasket between two defenders. And who else? It's Josh Askew for another big-time reception.
That's a great job by both players there across by fitting that in. Like you said, tight window in between the corner and the safety. But then Askew, knowing he's going to take a hit and tiptoeing down the sidelines, having to keep those feet in bounds, just a great job of executing that right there.
First and goal for the Tigers at the 2. They're inside the Byron Smokehouse red zone. It's Jalen Huff off the right side of Crossland. He'll take the snap. He'll throw a 50-50 ball near corner, and shoved down was the receiver, Cash Reeve. The flags are thrown, but he's frustrated. He wanted to go up and make a play on the ball, Rob.
Yeah, all these guys are wanting to feed tonight. You know, they're wanting to pad that stat line a little bit. And you don't get many opportunities. There's a lot of weapons out there for Auburn offensively, and when they call your number inside the 5, and Cash wanted to compete for that, just never had a chance to get off the ground because of the holding of his jersey there.
Cash Reeve came into tonight, 12 catches, 110 yards, had a big touchdown a few weeks ago. He was looking to get another one right there. So after the PI, first and goal from about the 1. Yard line here again, moving left to right here at the duck. Cross land in the shotgun. Man in motion from left to right is Cash Reeve. It's Jaden King in the shotgun as the running back. Cross land peels out to the near side, throws back over the middle, and a tiptoe catch can't be made. It was Antonio Welch who tried to make the grab, and it falls incomplete.
He was under duress right there, rolling to his right. Their defensive end came in and put a good shot on Cross as he threw that one. Antonio was able to get both hands on at that time, but it would have been a tough catch. Trying to get Crossland a passing touchdown. You can just sense what the Auburn coaching staff is wanting to do right here.
Second and goal again from about the 2-yard line. 6:53 in this second quarter. Auburn looking to add on to a 42-0 lead. Cross will clap his hands, takes the snap, looks near side the whole way, throws at the goal line and caught. Touchdown, Auburn. Crossland comes in and gets his first completion as a Tiger, and now his first touchdown as a Tiger. And it's all Auburn High on a Friday night.
And he threw some really good passes on that drive. I mean, the one he fit into the to get it down into the 2-yard line was beautiful, just outstanding execution. And even the pass that was dropped in the end zone was a really good throw on the run under duress. And that last one right there on the simple out route hits him right in the numbers and looking really accurate on that drive, Crossland.
Antonio Welch on the receiving end. He had 9 touchdowns a year ago. He's got 2 here in 2025. PAT is up, and PAT is good. It's the backup kicker, Andrew Flagel, this freshman who they absolutely love. Rob, he's a 4.5-star recruit as a freshman, considered the #1 kicker in all of high school football. He puts it up and puts it through. 49-0 Tigers with 6:46 to play. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Yeah, my boys that that are 10th graders, they have talked about this young man, the kicker, and talked about how sensational he's been and how good hands Auburn's going to be in for a long, long time at the kicking position. So good to see him come in, be able to get some reps and knock that through, man. He knocked it over the clubhouse out here and, man, put a lot of leg. I'm interested to see him kick one off as well.
Pretty impressive, Rob, when you're a freshman in high school to be considered the best kicker in the country.
I agree. Auburn has had a long line of great kickers, and he's going to add to it.
So he is in to kick it away left to right. Auburn on top, 49-0, 6:46 to play. And looks like Joseph Daniel 2.0 to me. He puts it through the back of the end zone. And Auburn's going to be impressed with what they've been able to do so far here in this first half. Some big games going on around the region tonight. No, Jack gave you a Franklin Tire and Auto scoreboard update earlier. Dothan on the road at Carver. How about Central had to go down to Enterprise and take on the Wildcats? A tough trip we had to make last year. So two big games in region play. Dothan 1-1, Carver 2-0. Central's 2-0 on the road at Enterprise 0-2. So teams trying to get some big wins here in Region 2 play tonight. Jack takes over, first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Wide receiver Smith in the quarterback spot, throws it behind the line of scrimmage, caught at the 15, trying to get up to the 20-yard line. Several blue jerseys were there to make the stop and appeared to be for Auburn High, Ryan Donaldson in on the stop.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Ryan get some early playing time right here. He's been playing in the JV games and has been dominant back there at the safety position. He's had an incredible interception the other night against Dothan, really has been a great run enforcer. So Auburn able to get some younger guys in, and they're going to come in and produce.
And appears to be a player down on the far side of the field. It is a Jaguar guarded by couple of trainers. To tell you what, with 6:28 to play in this Troy Bank and Trust second quarter, we'll take 30 seconds from you and be right back here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Journey, Tom Petty, and the Tigers play here. Wings 94-3.
It's Mardarian Smith on a keeper once again. Second and 11. Tries to flush out to the near side. And Greg Williams is all over it again. He's got to be up to double-digit tackles by now, Rob. Three and blue is all over the place.
Yeah, he is. And another tackle for loss. And, you know, just a nose for the football. Such physical presence. And that time got ready to do his trademark, I'm going to WWE slam you here. I mean, Brendan Barber was right in there on the act with him. And keeps him from slinging him down too rough.
5.5 counting down in this Troy Bank and Trust second quarter. Auburn leading 49-0. Reminder to stick with us at the half. Jack Hutton will have you for the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Tell you what's going on here stat-wise. Smith pops up, throws far side, caught at the 10, avoids a tackler there, grinding up to the 12-yard line, but just nothing doing there. Pickup of maybe one. It'll be fourth and a really long for Jag.
Yeah, Jag just trying to throw the ball sideways, and that lateral movement just gives the Auburn defense time to get over there and pursue. And Wake Wages is in over there on that tackle. You've also got some Ryan Donaldson getting in on the action, and of course Greg Williams. They've got the starting linebackers in. They've rotated around them with a lot of defensive front guys and secondary guys. So getting a lot of bodies, some playing time here in this second quarter.
Punting unit is out once again for Jag. They'll kick right to left as we look at it. Cash Reef is the return man. He's at the 40 and a pretty good punt. He's going to have to back up near the 50. He will receive it, though, and return to the near side. Has blockers out in front at the 30, almost taken down at the 20. A flag comes flying in, and he's forced out of bounds at the 16-yard line. We'll see what the flag is, if it was a hold for Auburn or if it was maybe a face mask for Jag. A couple of nasty things there as a Jaguar slow to get up here on the near side. 5 and white, that's Angelo Andrews, a sophomore DB.
Well, it was a great rep right there by number 4 for us.
Cash Reef.
He's able to, one, field the ball cleanly, and then he you could tell he wanted to make something happen right there and had some nice blocks out here on the perimeter, got north and south. He picked up probably 20, 25 yards on that return. And set Auburn up in great field position. But just, again, having the wherewithal to field the punt, field it cleanly, set your offense up well, that's what you want in a punt returner.
And it is going to be on Jag, so the Tigers will start. It is a face mask. I thought I saw one. So the Tigers are going to start deep in Jag territory. Don't see this too often, Rob. The drive's going to start first and goal from the 9.
Yep. And Auburn's had a lot of these tonight as far as short fields to work with. But, again, you know, this is the area of the field that they need work, that they need to have guys come in and produce here.
And we see the starter, Kaysen Myers, is back in. And maybe that's kind of what you're alluding to, just get some of that red zone work in. That can help you against Moody next week, Central a couple of weeks from now as well. So it is Kaysen Myers near hash, first and goal from the 9. Bat snap right through the hands of Kaysen Myers. Tries to pick it up, has to just fall on it after a couple of Jags were on top of him. That ball is going to roll all the way back to the 22-yard line. And there we go, Rob. We were just talking about it.
Yeah, and, you know, the snaps were something that Coach Etheridge had talked about and they had struggled with. And they made a change there, and it's gotten better. But I think that was a good snap. I think Kaysen just took his eyes off of it that time.
Yeah, appeared to be moving a little quick, a little ahead of the play. As Jalen Huff is going to sub out, Jaden King, the running back, is back in. Trips to the top, spread out two here on the near side. In motion, left to right is Jaden King. Pressure off the edge, first quarterback keeper we've seen tonight. Myers at the 15, Myers at the 10. Dragging defenders to the 5 and works his way back down inside the 5-yard line on the second and goal from the 22-yard line. How about Kaysen Myers on the ground?
Yeah, showing off with his legs that time. And, you know, he has been really good. I think he's vastly underrated with his ability running the football. And we know he can make all the throws, but that time he was, I think, wanting to get back, make up for his mistake in that fumbled snap the previous play. He ran with nice authority right there.
Third and goal from the four, and a timeout is called by the Jaguars. Timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the football field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Cars, the Stones, and the Tigers play here. Wings 94-3.
So following the timeout, it's a third and goal for Auburn at the four. Cason Meyer, starting quarterback, is in for the Tigers. Ball placed on the near hash, with Jaden King off the right hip at the running back position. Hampton Jordan in motion from left to right. Tigers take the snap. Myers looking this way the whole time. Throws a beautiful ball to Cash Reef in the back of the end zone and just had to bobble it and falls incomplete.
Yeah, that was just an interesting play design right there. It was a fade ball, but it was thrown on a line. And I think they were just trying to get that ball in there before the cornerback could whip his head around. Wasn't bad coverage, but it was right on the money. Just outstretched arms of Cash Reef that just couldn't haul it in.
And no surprise here, Tigers going to keep the offense on the field. Yes, they lead 49 to nothing, but this is more about getting work in. I'm calling Big 44 right here. He's in the slot. Myers looks to the near side. Wide open is Jaden King. He's got a couple on the ground. He's got his first one through the air. Touchdown, Tigers.
Yeah, just a nice outlet route right there, and he outruns the linebacker that was in man coverage with him. And I'm with you. I thought we would target Hampton at some point in that drive. I think they really want to do it, but haven't been able to wiggle him free. And, you know, if you're going to have to fall back on somebody, number two, Jaden King has been a guy that, you know, has been you've been able to count on him for almost everything he does.
The freshman, Andrew Flagel, is in. The kick is up, and it bounces off the field house. 56 to nothing. Tigers lead over Jag with 3:02 to play in the second quarter. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you being with us here on Wings 94.3. And tell you what, while we wait on the kickoff, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Wings 94.3 is an Auburn Network station, part of the Radio Alabama family. WGZZ and WGZZ HD, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn High leading Jag 56 to nothing with 3:02 to play in the first half. Jack Cudden with us in the booth. Rob Pate next to me. I'm your man, Jacob Goins, and we appreciate you being with us here on Wings 94.3, WingsFM.com, and the Radio Alabama app. Our man Sam Boyd back in the Wings 94.3 studio. Joseph Daniel in to kick it off for the Auburn High Tigers. And he will do so forcefully after he left one short the kick before. He's going to do it again. Returned by the Jags across the 15. Far side at the 20 and tripped up right there. And that's where the Jag offense will begin. Rob, do you see that from Joseph Daniel and the special teams unit to get some coverage opportunities for Auburn, or is it Joseph just leaving it short because he can?
Yeah, I think it's just leaving it short. I mean, I don't think he's meaning to. I think he would like to kick it through the city every time he could. Sometimes they just don't hit the ball as well as I think they'd like, but you know, you take advantage of it because you want those guys to get those opportunities when especially when you're up 56-0.
So Jag moving right to left as we look at it. High snap for Smith. Good to see him back in the ballgame. He'll split the Red Sea and come up the middle to the 30 and a pickup of 8 on first down.
Well, we also have a kid that just rotated in for the first time, Dexter Murphy, number 91. He's a sophomore defensive end, and he's going to be a big-time player. He's wreaking havoc at the JV level right now, and you know, as he grows into his body, he's going to be one that that has a great career here at Auburn.
6'1", 225 as a sophomore. That's intimidating. You can absolutely see it on the field, too, as Mardarian Smith was slow to get up again. He's taking some hits tonight, Rob, because he's had the football almost every time.
Yeah, he has. And, you tip your hat to guys like that keep grinding. I mean, it's been a tough – I don't know that anybody has played a tougher schedule to this point than Jag. And they're in a tough one tonight, and they keep calling his number, and he keeps giving supreme effort.
Lay King Anderson, the junior quarterback, is in now deep in the shotgun, turns and puts it into the chest of his running back, popped by Greg Williams at the 30-yard line, working for a couple of more yards. There's a Jag helmet bouncing around off a couple of more helmets like a hot potato, and, I mean, eight flags just got thrown in on
sure
this play.
Did. Lots of flags. I don't know what happened right there. I don't know if that's words or somebody.
I think the play, I mean, technically, right, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, the play is supposed to stop when a helmet pops off, and Auburn kept pursuing, but so did Jag, so I don't really know how you throw that flag on Auburn.
Well, I think the onus is on the guy that lost the helmet to stop playing. So
I think
if
you're
he
right.
continued to run, it may be on him.
Which I understand. You hate to penalize a guy for putting in the effort, but it's a safety concern. It is. Yeah. It's going to be on Jag for continuing to run without his helmet.
And then they offset one on Auburn, so I don't know.
How about that? Oh, maybe they caught a couple of dudes tussling after the play.
Well, if they did, I almost guarantee you it was a receiver and a defensive back, because they're the prima donnas. They let all the hard hitting action go on with the defensive line and the linebackers.
Drama
and
queens
they go
are
out
those
there.
DBs.
That's right.
They are.
That's exactly. That's all they are.
So it is first down for Jag, and almost threw an interception on the far side. It was Lake King Anderson who had to get rid of the football in a hurry, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, that one just sailed on him. Alex Bearside had the best shot of catching that, if anybody did, and that would have been a pick six if that ball had been thrown on time and lower, more accurately.
Second and 10 from the 35 for Jag. They're moving right to left as we look at it. Still on their own side of the field with 2:09 to play in this Troy Bank and Trust second quarter. Right? King Anderson in the shotgun, has a running back to his left, couple of receivers at the top. He's going to keep it the whole way. Apologies. That is Smith, who's back in the ball game, and he's going to pay for it. Aiden Parker, for the first time tonight, hits him for a big loss all the way back to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and Dex Murphy right there, that defensive end, wreaking some havoc as well, and does a great job of just getting off the block and getting hands on the quarterback.
They're going to give him forward progress at the 30. I don't see how. Clock counting down from 1:40 in this second quarter. 56-0 Auburn again. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. So be sure you stick with us here on Wings 94.3. Smith, the receiver, is the quarterback in the shotgun. Caught for a man in motion. He didn't do it. He'll stroll to the far side. He's flushed out immediately. Throws over the middle and falls incomplete. Falls incomplete at the 35-yard line. Alex Gamston in coverage for the Tigers.
Alex Gamston does a great job in coverage. Also, 42 Wake Wages was keeping pursuit. Hot on the quarterback's heels. Auburn had substituted in number 24, who was a captain tonight, Landon Rawton, a cornerback. Kid plays with 5'8", 145. He plays like he's 6'3", 220, and has done that since we were in rec ball. So good to see Landon out there.
Punt unit on the field once more for Jag. They've had a couple of nice punts thanks to some rolls, and Auburn hasn't brought a ton of pressure. Snaps have not been clean for the Jaguars. And Cash Reef will stand on his own 40-yard line. Waiting for the snap, play clock down to 4. Clean snap, clean kick. And Reef is going to have to get out of the way. It'll hit and take a nice bounce once more. That's across the 30. Reef is going to go back and decides to almost pick it up. Instead, we got a one-on-one block down here. Reef is going to pick it up at the 25, was never blown dead. He'll turn at the 30, cuts upfield at the 40 here near us on the press box side, still on his feet at the 45, working towards the 50, dragging some white jerseys with him across that 50 as well, and finally taken down at the 48-yard line. Golf clap for Cash Reef on the punt return. My goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's a heads-up play to flip field position again. Not a play that's going to be allowed in most any other game you play. I mean, Jag just gave up on the play, and they stopped pursuing, and he saw that. Nobody within 10 yards of the ball, so he picked it up and picked up about 20 yards on the return.
Punt was 45 yards. Return was good for 22 from where it officially hit. So a nice job by Cash Reef. Puts Auburn in plus territory at the 49-yard line. Cross Land is back in at quarterback. is the junior. 51 seconds to play in this Troy Bank and Trust second quarter. 56-0 is Auburn's lead. Two receivers at the top. Hampton Jordan comes in to make it two on the bottom as well. Cross back to pass. Throws it immediately to the far side and dropped. Dropped at the 43-yard line. Tried to run before he had the football. Did the intended receiver for the Auburn High Tigers. Appeared to be 85, A.J. Turnbaugh, the sophomore.
Yeah, another really good player for Auburn, and will have a great career here. Great basketball player as well at Auburn. But, yeah, just wanted to do too much. You know, a lot of these guys are getting first opportunities and tried to run before he saw it all the way in. But he'll make plenty of grabs in his Auburn career.
85 in blue is 6'3", 177. Not bad. For just a sophomore in high school. Cross land in the shotgun again. Stick second and 10 from the 49. He'll step up in the pocket, unload down the right sideline, and puts it over the defender, but almost into his hands as well. It falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Levi Kelly.
They've got deep safeties. I mean, 20, 25 yards downfield, and Auburn's still taking shots, trying to get behind him. I don't know that Cross even saw that guy back there. He's playing such a deep, almost prevent defense right there.
Couple of guys we haven't called a ton of. Ben Walker, he wears number 9 for the Tigers, the senior, 6'2", 170. He's in the ball game as a receiver at the top. Hampton Jordan in motion from left to right. Cross claps his hands, pitches to the near side. It's Jalen Huff. He's got a nice block there at the 40. Spins at the 35. Spins again and down to the 31-yard line. Taken out of bounds. First down, Tigers.
Yeah, I don't know why they said he stayed in bounds. I mean, he definitely was out of bounds right there. But I think Auburn might just go to the locker room. I don't think they're going to call a timeout here in this situation. But
up 56-0, yeah. I wouldn't think so.
I think they're just going to call it quits there.
Auburn's got it on the 31-yard line after a pickup of 18. And counting down from 5 seconds, you're right, Rob. Tigers are going to take this to the field house, to the locker room. 56-0 is Auburn's lead over Jag. We've played two quarters and two more to go. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report with Jack Cutton coming up right after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
At Reynolds Outdoors, they're all about hunting and fishing and loving the great outdoors every day. And if you are too, you'll love the great selection of guns and ammo, bows and arrows, rods and reels, gear and apparel. As an independent family business, Reynolds Outdoors can offer top brand names at hometown prices, plus friendly, local, expert service. So before you hit the woods, the field, or the water, head to Reynolds Outdoors on Geneva Street, Opelika, on Facebook and Instagram, and at reynoldsoutdoors.net.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Hey, this is Jacob Goins, voice of the Auburn High Tigers. For air that's cool and clean, call Sensigreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation. East Alabama's premier authorized carrier dealer, the veteran team at Sensigreen, led by owner Justin Quinn, strives to deliver the most memorable service by way of an unmatched client experience. Get HVAC smart today by visiting Sensigreen.com and make sure to follow Professor Green on social media for awesome giveaways all summer long. Sensigreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts. School expenses adding up, we've got you covered. Four Seasons Federal Credit Union offers flexible loans for tuition, school supplies, even new or used vehicles. Apply now at FourSeasonsFCU.com. That's FourSeasonsFCU.com. Accounts federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Loans subject to approval. Equal opportunity lender. Ask for more details.
It's halftime on your Auburn High School football station, Wings 94.3. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
Auburn High School, well, folks are way out in front. 56-0 over the Jag High Jaguars, who have brought the band, and they take the field now to give us a little entertainment. And We'll give you a little entertainment here on the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Take you through some of your halftime statistics here. Overall, Auburn, 259 yards of total offense, only 56 for the Jaguars. Penalty yardage, Auburn also leading in that one. One flag for 15 yards for the Tigers, been fairly clean thus far for the blue and white. On the other hand, Jag, five penalties, only 22 yards on those five penalties, but Auburn has both outgained Jag in total yardage, penalty yardage. They have won the turnover battle thus far. It has been total domination by this Auburn high school team. Started out on the first play of the game, it was a pick six that Auburn High took to the end zone, and so it was just like that that Jag got the ball back down seven. And we then go on a three-play drive before losing a fumble at their own 22-yard line. And Auburn, on their first offensive drive, would take it just down the field about 17 yards and finally punch it in thanks to a Jaden King 2-yard run. Jag would get the ball back just shortly after that, and they would go on a fairly, not extended. They would go three and out after that with a 5-yard run, being their longest play of the game yet, until they would have to give the ball back to Auburn. Tigers immediately struck back. A 35-yard run by Josh Askew was able to put it in. Jag was able to go on their longest drive of the night after that of about 60, had about a 19-yard drive and took six plays, but unfortunately a couple of penalties put them behind the line, or unfortunately for them, and then a interception by Greg Williams, who's been all over the field tonight. He took that back to about the Auburn 30 or 31 or so, and Auburn would use those yards thanks to a Jaden King run from about 3 yards out. He also had a Levi Kelly catch of about 17, and B.J. Collins grabbing one for 12 on that one. So a drive where you were really spreading the wealth there. Jag would give it back to Auburn after another failed drive, and Auburn would then score a Jalen Huff touchdown after that. Another Jag three and out, giving it back to the Tigers, and immediately a 74-yard bomb from Kaysen Myers to B.J. Collins. That one, B.J.'s first of the year. You then had Jag give it back again to the Tigers, and Antonio Welch caught one from 1 yard out after the Tigers went 28 yards. That was Cross Land's first completion and first touchdown as an Auburn High School Tiger. Jag then went on they went three and out again. Jag just unable to get anything going on offense tonight, as Auburn would get their own ball back at the 9-yard line. It was a Kaysen Myers fumble where he recovered it about 13 yards back from the original line of scrimmage, then went on an 18-yard run and finished it off with a Jaden King 4-yard pass completion, his third touchdown of the night, and that is where we stand at the moment. 56-0, Auburn on top. Let's look at some of your individual statistics first for the Jaguars of Johnson Abernathy Greats High School. Madarian Smith, 6 for 11 for 14 yards on the evening, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and Laking Anderson, 0 for 1 through the air. On the receiving end of things, you've had, on the rushing end of things, that is, you've had Christian Williams go for 4 carries for 23 yards, and then Madarian Smith, 10 carries for 11 yards. You also have Laking Anderson, who hadn't been able to pick up any yards on 2 attempts, and then Savion Gilchrist, 3 attempts for 10 yards and also has lost a fumble. Receding into things, Marlo Harris with 1 catch for 13 yards. He leads the Jaguars in receiving yards. Jaden Williams also has a catch for 8 yards. Frank Anthony with a catch, but no yards gained on that one. And then a couple of catches for Christian Williams and Christian Jackson, -6 and 0 yards, respectively, for those two guys. All that results in 56 total yards, 42 on the ground, that is, 14 through the air. Auburn High, on the other hand, Kaysen Myers, very efficient, 5 of 6, 123 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions on the night. Crossland, 6 for 10 on the evening, he is, for 60 yards and 2 pass completions for touchdowns. He had 0 coming into the night. Now he's got 2. Again, 6 for 10 for Crossland for 2 touchdowns and 60 yards. On the ground for the Tigers, Josh Askew actually leading the Tigers with 1 carry for 35 yards on an end-around, which he took 35 yards to the house. You also have Jalen Huff with 2 carries for 21 yards, 4 carries for 15 yards for Jaden King and 2 touchdowns, and then 2 carries for a total of 5 yards for Kaysen Myers. One of those went for 18, but another one went for -13. Through the air for the Tigers, you have B.J. Collins leading the Tigers in yardage with two catches for 86 yards. But you also have Josh Askew leading in total catches with three for 39. Antonio Welch, two catches of 11 yards for one touchdown. Hampton Jordan, two catches for 16 yards tonight. He's on the board. Jaden King with a catch for 4 yards out of the backfield and a touchdown. And then Levi Kelly rips off a catch for 27 total yards. All that on the ground, 76 rushing. 183 yards passing for a total of 259 total yards. Auburn is 11 of 16 overall through the air with 183 yards and completing yards per completion 16.64 through the air. Every time they catch a pass, Tigers are picking up a first down and then some. Three touchdowns through the air and no interceptions. Jag, on the other hand, 6 of 12 overall for 14 total yards, only 2.3 yards per completion. No touchdowns and two INTs for the Jags on the evening. On the rushing end of things, 9 carries for the Tigers on 76 yards, picking up 8.5 yards a rush and 4 touchdowns. Jag, on the other hand, 19 carries for 42 yards, picking up a little over 2 yards a carry. They have 1 fumble loss. Turnovers have been a problem for Jag. Also, 3 turnovers for the Jaguars, none for the Auburn High Tigers. Total of 31 plays run by Jag, only 25 for the Auburn High Tigers. Here's the big disparity. 10.36 yards a play on offense for the Auburn High Tigers, only 1.8 yards per play for Jag. It has been domination both on the scoreboard and in the yardage book for the Auburn High School Tigers. Let's look over to the Franklin Tire and Auto scoreboard now, presented by Franklin Tire and Auto. Friendly service from Franklin since 1970. East University Drive in Auburn. We look down south a ways in the second quarter. This one coming closer to halftime, but still underway in that second quarter as it got started a lot later than some of the other games around here. Central on top of Enterprise 23-14, so only a 9-point game. Wildcats hanging around there. Can they make this region interesting? Opelika and Smith Station at the half. Dogs up 21-0 on the Panthers out towards Phoenix City. So those are a couple Area 2 games going on. The only other one in Area 2 tonight, Carr, Montgomery, and Dothan. The Wolverines out in front of the Wolves, 28-14. Carver leading that one over at Crampton Bowl. So that one a 14-point lead. And if all these scores hold tonight, be interesting. Carver, Montgomery would hold that number one spot. Central would be holding that number one spot. And Auburn would all be holding that number one spot, all going 3-0. No other team except for Opelika would have 2 wins in the region. So that would be your top 4 if all those scores would hold as of now. Looking elsewhere in the Birmingham area, Thompson only up 7-3 on Vestavia Hills. The Rebels right now giving the Warriors all they want over in Alabaster. Also in that Birmingham region, Hoover trying to make up some ground, but trailing 23-14 against Prattville at the half. Hewitt Trustful out on top of Hillcrest, 10-0 at halftime. Huskies really trying to make a run at an area win this year, and they can do that if they can beat Hillcrest. Boy, they'll have a leg up with wins over Hillcrest, Vestavia Hills, and then looking to try to get one over Thompson later. They also got one over Hoover. Up north, well, let's check that. Actually, we got one more in the Birmingham area, 29-0. Oak Mountain on top of Tuscaloosa County at the half. Up in the Huntsville area, Albertville 6, Austin 16, that one at the half. No score update for Huntsville and Sparkman. We'll get you an update on that as soon as we can. Bob Jones and Florence. How about this? The Falcons of Florence, 14-0 over Bob Jones right now. That's a 1-3 Florence team against an undefeated Bob Jones squad, and the Patriots taking it on the chin right now. James Clemens over Grissom right now, 27-0. That one has gone the Jets' way early and often. And then down south we go. Davidson on top of Alma Bryant, 14-7 at the half. Baker on top of Daphne, 7-0. 27-0 Fairhope all over Robertsdale. Also down south you've got 21-0 score Mary Montgomery over Foley. So that will do it for 7A football in the state of Alabama on this Friday night. Quick look at the college football scoreboard at the half. How about this? Tulsa going into Stillwater, Oklahoma, and beating the Cowboys 16-3. Again, that's at the half. Golden Hurricanes trying to take it to the Pokes. In the second quarter, Iowa and Rutgers in Big Ten football over on Fox right now. They're tied at 21 as they barrel towards the half there. That one an interesting one to pay attention to down the stretch. Quick look at tomorrow. Once again, we told you about these in the start in the Russell Building Supply countdown to kickoff, but now we give you the halftime report. Tomorrow, everything starts off with this big noon game, number 17, Texas Tech, visiting number 16, Utah. That one on Fox. Right after that, over on ABC, Arkansas and Memphis, as Arkansas traveling up to Liberty, to the Liberty Bowl. At 11 a.m., Maryland, Wisconsin over on NBC. Syracuse and Clemson on ESPN at 11 a.m. Also, SMU and TCU at ESPN2. You get further on into the day, UAB and Tennessee on the SEC Network at 11:45. Oregon State and Oregon at 2 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Auburn and Oklahoma at 2:30 tomorrow on ABC. From Norman, Oklahoma, John Mateer and the Sooners taking on Jackson Arnold and the Auburn Tigers as he makes his return trip to Norman, Oklahoma. A reminder, be sure to join Uncle T-Bone and I tomorrow morning at 9:30. We'll take you all the way up to the Tiger Tailgate Show right here on Wings 94.3. You can join us. You can call in. Give us your thoughts on tomorrow's games. 2:30 on ESPN, Tulane and Ole Miss. Those are both two 3-0 teams there. We'll see if Austin Simmons, Lane Kiffin, and the Rebels can take down the Green Wave. Michigan and Nebraska. Michigan at number 21 in the country, 2-1 overall. Nebraska 3-0 behind Dylan Rayola's 8 touchdowns and 900 passing yards thus far in this 2025 campaign. That one on CBS tomorrow at 2:30. Purdue and Notre Dame also at 2:30 on NBC. North Carolina and UCF in that 2:30 slot on Fox. We move throughout the day. It'll be West Virginia and Kansas at 5 o'clock on FS1. How about West Virginia getting the big victory over Pitt last week? They head down to Kansas to try to take on a Jalen Daniels-led Kansas Jayhawk team. See if Take Me Home Country Road can get a win out there. At 6 o'clock on ESPN, South Carolina, number 23, Missouri. Missouri, a team that this Auburn team will take a shot at a little bit later this year. They'll get the Battle of the Comos out there tomorrow night. And then you'll also have Boise State and Air Force on CBS Sports Network tomorrow. And then at 6:30, Florida traveling to Hard Rock Stadium, number 4, Miami, the Hurricanes, trying to hand Billy Napier and the Gators another debilitating loss. And, boy, that'd be big, big news for the Florida Gators if they're not able to come up with a win in that one. A big one. Number 9, Illinois, and number 19, Indiana, tomorrow at 6:30 on NBC. That one, a top 20 matchup. When have you ever said that about that game? Georgia State visiting number 20, Vanderbilt. Another one which hadn't said that very often, a number before Vanderbilt. However, a 3-0 Vandy Commodore team takes on that Georgia State team. Stanford and Virginia at 6:30 on ACC Network. Baylor and Arizona State on Fox at 6:30. You'll also have Southeastern Louisiana LSU on SEC Network at 6:45. Texas and Sam Houston at 7 o'clock. And then a couple of nightcappers for you here on ESPN. Wyoming and Colorado at 9:15. UTSA and Colorado State on FS1 at 8:30. 10 o'clock on Fox out in Los Angeles. Michigan State travels out there to take on number 25 USC. And then Hawaii and Fresno State round it all out at 10:59 p.m. tomorrow. That is your college football Saturday, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow morning. Once again, Jack Hutton and Uncle T-Bone will go live from the Wings 94.3 studios tomorrow morning at 9:30. Just a few minutes left in halftime. Got to get down to the field and have a word with head coach Keith Etheridge. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's GOGUE center.auburn.edu. or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Auburn High Halftime Show continues. Brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Wings 94.3.
Welcome back to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. Jack Cutting down on the sidelines. He's got head coach Keith Etheridge standing by.
All right, Jake Monroe. Hey, we're down here on the field with head coach Keith Etheridge in the end zone. Coach, I'm expecting a little bit more out of that half, honestly, in a 56-0. What's the message like that to a team when you go in? I mean, you execute at such a high level there. What's the message to your team there at halftime?
Well, we finally put a whole half together. We played great defense. We played great offensively. And, you know, everything worked the first half of the scoreboard. But, you know, we did. We executed the first half and, you know, actually got our running game going a little bit, threw the ball around. Completion rate was really good the first half. So, you know, offensive line, you know, played well the first half. And then defense, we was flying around the football, causing turnovers, and, you know, kids are just having fun.
Anything particular you want to focus on, see out of your team here in the second half?
We'll try to get the run game going, keep the clock moving, you know, get out of here without getting anybody banged up, and get some of these young kids in, let them play a little bit.
Looking forward to it, man. I got a special request from Peyton up there, but I'll save that for after the game.
I got you. Hey. Get ready.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Good luck second half.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Coach. Back up to you guys.
Thanks so much, Jack. I mean, do you know what he's alluding to, Rob? What's he saying? You want something from Coach Etheridge?
Yeah, man. We need to get those twin boys in there and see if they can produce at the high school level. So we'll see what happens in this second half.
But on the street is they're performing at the JV level.
Well, you know, they've had two games, and they're 2-0. They've done really well, that team has, and you know, I think some of these young guys just want to get out and see, you know, where they stack up and can they make it happen on Friday nights, and they've watched it their whole lives, and having the opportunity to go out there and actually play a couple of plays is going to be a big opportunity for them.
This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's 56-0 Auburn over Jag. We'll be right back for the start of the second half here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need. Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Now, let's get back to the action. It's time to kick off the second half of Auburn High football on Wings 94.3, presented by University Ace Hardware.
Well, we're just about ready for the start of the second half between your Auburn High School Tigers and the Jaguars here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Second half kickoff of tonight's game is presented by University Ace Hardware in Auburn. Find everything you need for your next project, from top-notch tools to professional guidance, right here in your neighborhood, located next to the movie theater in Auburn. Sam Boyd back in the Wings 94.3 studio. Jack Cudden back up here in the booth with us after he talked to head coach Keith Etheridge. Rob Pate next to me, and I'm your man, Jacob Goins. 56-0 is Auburn's lead over Jag. And Rob, I'm not gonna make you talk about what the second half needs to look like for this Auburn High team. What I'll rather do, though, is look ahead just a moment for this Auburn High squad. Pending a win here, Auburn's going to have Moody on this field come up next week, which we know how much that game means to head coach Keith Etheridge. Then you have Central walking into Duck Sanford Stadium before you go on the road to Smith Station. A pretty good stretch, a non-region game next week, but some big ones coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, I think it's a great just kind of escalation in your opponent's strength. Moody is going to be a good football team. They're going to be well coached. They're going to have good athletes. They've got some elite athletes over there that can give you problems. And, they're a force, and I don't know if they're 6 or 5A, but whichever class they are, they're a state championship caliber team in that division. And so then that'll kind of get you ready for the athleticism that that you'll see the next week at Central. Actually, nothing's going to get you ready for that.
Yeah.
But it's still a good barometer for where you're at from a physicality and, you know, competing against really good athletes standpoint. Having those opportunities to play here at home, good crowds, you're fine-tuning things. You can see this team getting better and fixing things that were problematic early on, and that's the direction they have to head.
When you look at Area 2, Region 2, that is, for your Auburn High Tigers and some of those other teams, Central starts 2-0, Carver starts 2-0, Auburn has started 2-0 as well, of course, coming in tonight looking like making that 3-0. Dothan was 1-1 on the season, playing Carver as we speak. Opelika 1-1 as well. They're bouncing back nicely after Auburn beat them in the opener. Enterprise, a tough start, 0-2. They were hosting Central tonight, and then Smith Station and Jag both 0-2 in region play.
Yeah, I'm really interested about that Carver and Dothan game, because to me that's kind of the pecking order match. I think that, you know, Central is right there. I mean, they're the top in this division right now, and Auburn is somewhere right underneath that with a chance of improving. But then Dothan and Carver are right there with us, and it's a matter just from a pecking order standpoint how this plays out, and I'm interested in that result tonight.
Jack was telling us at the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, 28-14, Carver is the lead there over Dothan. And look, this region typically comes down to Auburn and Central. Opelika has their say sometimes. Enterprise has their say sometimes. Carver has their say sometimes. But I have a feeling, Rob, at the end of it, it is going to come down to Auburn and Central in this region. And luckily enough, the Red Devils come right here to Duck Sanford Stadium.
Yeah, and you got to take advantage of those opportunities. And, the Central is the most talented team on this, probably in the state, other than a couple of teams out of Birmingham. So it'll be a tough challenge. But, if Auburn's playing efficiently and they're not making mistakes, they can run the football, they don't turn it over, then they're going to be a hard out for anyone.
Our man Jack Cudden put together a playoff bracket for 2025. If the season were to end today. Now, there's a lot of football to be played, so don't take this to the bank. But if the season were to end today and the playoffs began tomorrow, Auburn would go on the road to Birmingham and take on that Thompson Warriors team, paired up with MGM and Florence. Winner would play each other. And reminder, there's a bunch of weird travel rules and things in the playoffs where if you travel week one, you get a home game week two. But if you both travel, then the team that traveled further gets a home game. I mean, because why base this off of seeding and regular season results, Jack, when you could just make it confusing?
Well, and to caveat that, Jake, I mean, that graphic, it is real, and those are the real standings, but you have a lot of tiebreakers based off of points four, which is a way down the line tiebreaker. So I mean, you know, don't read too much into it yet, but it is a good barometer to tell, okay, what might happen here in the last half of the season.
So Jag is going to kick this thing away. Appreciate you, Jack, as we had to stall for just a couple of minutes to get this second half started. Remember, Auburn won the toss to start the first half. They deferred to the second half. Kickoff goes to around the 30-yard line. Tigers keep it right there, and here comes the Auburn High School offense.
Yeah, they had a Jag did a nice job on their kick coverage team right there, number five. Their sophomore defensive back, Angelo Andrews, comes in and makes a big hit on Cash Reef.
56-0. Auburn leads to start this second half. Crossland is the quarterback. He'll put it into the chest of his running back, Jalen Huff. Tries to get to the 30. He does on the near side and will be stonewalled right there at the 32. The play should have been blown dead by this point. The pile is now moving towards the 35. Every single player on the field is in that pile. 22 gentlemen are on the football, and they finally blow it dead.
They blow it dead after 5 yards, which he pushed forward for probably three of those. So, you know, good job keeping his feet turning. Auburn with their entire second unit in along the offensive front, everywhere actually, and so all the starters not in to open the second half.
Second and five for the Tigers, moving left to right on your radio dial. Still a pretty good turnout for the Auburn High fans sticking it out here on a nice Friday night in Auburn, Alabama. On the ground again, into traffic for the Tigers, and eventually is going to be ripped down behind the line of scrimmage, but forward progress will give him a couple of yards. It appeared to be Caleb Thomas, Rock, or Tank, rather, and it was. He'll pick up a couple third and short.
Yeah, a running back that I think that Auburn thought would probably have more opportunities at this point in the season, but had some health issues that he had to work through, and good to see him getting back healthy.
Clock approaching 10 minutes. They give him a pickup of just one, so third and four now. Man in motion left to right, and Jag jumps.
Well, and jump dramatically. I mean, you know, that wasn't a – I just – stepped across in the neutral zone. That was on 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage on just a trying to draw you off sides play. So just lack of discipline for them. They're giving Auburn a first down.
Yep, first down given to the Tigers from the Jaguar defense. So we'll reset the chains. First and 10 for Auburn at the 41-yard line. Crossland takes the snap up the middle for the running back is Auburn to the 45. Play continuing to go way too long. And now the whistle will be blown at the 46-yard line. Pick up a four, maybe five on first down. It's Tank on the carry again.
Just trying to battle forward and pick up everything that they can. That young offensive line in there trying to create a new line of scrimmage, moving those guys backwards each time across the right side.
Man in motion right to left for the Tigers on the left side of the line. Two receivers at the top, one on the bottom. Tank on the carry again. Runs into traffic, into a couple of white jerseys. Is able to fall forward, approaching the 50-yard line. He is not. Jack says the ball's on the ground and out. They say they've got the football, and sure enough, they do.
Yeah, that's what you want to avoid, you know, having the a turnover. You want, as a young guy, it's about coming in and keeping the standard. And, you know, this is earning some playing time going forward. And so turnovers are critical, and you certainly don't want to give them any life. But more than anything, you know, as an individual, you want to maintain that standard that the other guys have already set in this game.
Auburn had dominated the turnover battle coming into the second half. Jag had three in the first half, including a pick six on the very first play of the game. And Auburn commits their first turnover on the night. Smith drops back to throw under tons of pressure, throws a screen to the 50-yard line on the far side. Tigers are able to recover, pick up a three on the first down pass.
Yeah, do a good job of rallying to the ball because there was a little bit of running room out there to get going. But Will Lee does a good job from his linebacking position. Another physical player, both he, Carter Chambley, getting out there and getting the guy to the ground.
It is Jaguar football trailing 56-0 with 8.5 to play, counting down in this third quarter. Second and 8 from the 47-yard line. Smith, the quarterback, keeps it the whole way on the near side, trying to get left to right, and he cannot do so. Tigers are there all over it defensively. A couple of blue jerseys in to make the stop. First man there was Will Lee, the senior linebacker.
Yeah, Will is a physical player, and, you know, he's not – I think if he had a little bit more height to him, he would probably see the field a ton. He's a guy that's going to be on special teams, a guy running down covering kickoffs each week. But here playing linebacker, I mean, it's a tough sledding getting ahead of a guy like Greg Williams or Aiden Parker You see the athleticism and the physical nature of a guy like Will Lee sitting there in the shadows.
5'7", 175 is Will Lee. Jag pops up, throws to the far side into a couple of blue jerseys, will slip out of one tackle and falls forward to the 40-yard line on the third down play. Jag's going to come up short by about a yard or so, and I would think no hesitation here for the Jag offense. They're going to go for it in plus territory.
Yeah, and their best opportunity for a short yardage conversion. You know, last time we did this, Auburn shifted and drew them off sides.
Again, it is Mardarian Smith, the receiver playing quarterback. It's a keeper up the middle. He finds a lane across the 35 and tumbles down to the 34-yard line, and the Jaguars move the chains.
Yeah, they haven't had many first downs, but did a good job just with the quarterback power right there, picking up the first, picked up about 5 yards. They had an offensive lineman have his helmet pop off, so he'll have to be replaced.
So first down, Jag ball on the 34-yard line. Moving right to left here as we look at it at Duck Sanford Stadium. Approaching 6.5 to play in this third quarter. Auburn leading Jag 56-0. First and 10 for the quarterback, Smith. He'll move guys around. Two receivers to the bottom, spread out. One all by himself. Ball's on the far hash. Smith drops back to pass. First time we've seen it. Ball's popped straight up in the air. I don't know if he was hit as he thrown or not. Play was not blown dead. Tigers tried to pick it up on the far side of the field, and Will Lee just kicks it out of bounds.
Yeah, I think they're going to end up calling it a forward pass. Now they're going to call it probably intentional grounding.
Yep, yeah. They are. That's exactly what happened. White hat throws the flag and signals it at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it definitely went forward, but I don't know if that ball slipped out of his hands or if he just decided, man, you didn't block well enough for me, so I'm giving up on this play. And that ball just went nowhere to the right.
Jag on 33 plays tonight, just 61 total yards of offense. Just have not been able to move the football all that much. But they are in plus territory. Ball is now on the 45-yard line. It's a second and 21, though, for the Jaguars. Popped up, screen pass to the near side. Open field tackle can't be made, but backup is there at the 42-yard line. That's where forward progress will go. Pickup of one, maybe a couple on the second down play, third and really long.
Well, good recognition right there. That's number 23, Zay Fulton, playing the corner here to the Auburn sideline. And he sees it. He comes up and makes the initial hit. Doesn't hang on, but as he turns the play back in to the rest of the defense, he's able to get back in on that tackle. Wake Wages was in on that, but he comes up with looks like a stinger in that shoulder. Has to come off the field.
This game a year ago was 47-0 Tigers right here at Duck Sanford Stadium against this Jag team. Smith is going to have time to throw, dumps it off over the middle, but for no gain, and they're going to say it's incomplete regardless. So now fourth down and 19 for Jag. Clock is running at 4:35.
Well, it's great recognition right there from number 91, Dexter Murphy, the sophomore, because that was a screen that he diagnosed, fell back onto the running back, and had that been completed, he would have been there to make the tackle.
Tell you what, Rob, some of these sophomores look really, really good out there on that defensive front. Looking at big 93, Kylan Ross, the sophomore, 6'2", 255 on the defensive end. Some really good playing time here tonight for the Tigers. Punt unit is out for Jack. Slow snap, plenty of time. Not a lot of pressure from Auburn. It'll be a bouncing kick that hits at the 15, taken at the 10, reverses field to the far side. Now at the 20, up the field at the 30, with a kicker to beat at the 40, cuts up field and will eventually be brought down at the 50-yard line. If he cuts to the boundary, he may still be running, but the Tigers will have it right at midfield.
Yeah, that's Levi Kelly back there with the fantastic return. I mean, he reversed field, he got north and south, but you're right. If he'd gotten to that Jack sideline, I think he might have gone the distance there.
So Auburn has the offense on the field once again, and here we go. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 18 has entered the ball game.
Let's go.
Rob, take it away. You got it. Play-by-play is yours.
Hey, let's go. So, you know, James is in the slot right here. A.J. Turnbow down at the Auburn sideline. But J.D. is going to take the snap, and, man, false start on the first play. Left tackle comes out, and Auburn's going to play behind the sticks here.
You just can't have that, Rob, when you got your third-string quarterback in, trying to get some reps, and the offensive line's not helping him out. The sophomore, you got to give him something to work with.
We'll have to have some communication about that tonight to take charge when you come out there over your line of scrimmage.
J.D. Payne is the quarterback. This is your game, Rob. This is you.
Hey, little one-for-one completion. to the tight end right there, number 88. Quick little pass to Corey Jackson.
Out across the 45, one pass, one completion for J.D. Pate, the sophomore quarterback, 5'9", 145. Tigers moving left to right as we look at it. 2.5 counting down in this third quarter. Two receivers at the top, one on the bottom. Near hash is where the football was placed. Jack Band just decided they're going to have fun regardless of what's happening. They continue to play. Now a second and about three for the Tigers. Pate goes up, changes the play. Again, still two receivers at the top, one on the bottom. Tigers moved early, got away with it. On the ground, here to the near side, trying to cut up field, turning the legs to the 40, but not going to get there. Jag was on it. Handoff goes to Ashton Tompkins, the junior running back, 5'10", 185, but it brings up third and short.
Yeah, tough in these situations because a lot of these kids probably haven't repped together. I think it's a mixture of a lot of second and third team guys. Sometimes they practice on different fields, so they're, you know, the cadences are different. You know, the verbiage is a little bit different. And so, you know, difficult spot for these guys with the other team's band playing. That's probably, they probably never had to deal with that. Just have to learn the environment. That's the great opportunity for reps like this.
J.D. Pate wears 18 for the Tigers. He's in the shotgun, claps his hands. He's going to fake the pitch to the far side, tried to keep it up the middle, and Jag was there to make the stop. Timothy Miles, the sophomore linebacker, is there for a loss.
Yeah, no slipping tackles right there. That was a not a lot of running room. Tried to make something happen. They tried to run a speed option to the left, and big defensive tackle got him wrapped up pretty good and no gain. But exciting nonetheless to get your first action. You know, in high school, complete a pass, and you know, I know he'll be jacked about that.
He has 100% completion percentage. I think it's time to retire. I think JD got to hang up the cleats.
He's got nowhere to go but down.
So the punt unit is on the field for the Tigers. Haven't seen them hardly at all tonight. And a timeout is called by Jag. We do have a running clock here in this second half, so keep that in mind. Timeout called by Jag with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by the by Mountain High Outfitters. We're back at 30 seconds here on Wings 94.3.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Classic hits and Auburn High School football. Wings 94.3.
So following the timeout, Tigers will leave the punt unit on the field. A high kick will spike right at the 20-yard line and will be down at the 12. So that's where the Jag offense will take over. Reminder that timeouts on the Auburn High Sports Network are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters. You can visit them on South College Street for all your school clothing needs, your winter needs. I don't think winter exists around here, but you can go see them for that if you want to.
Hey, that last punt, man, that'll be one that Joseph Daniel says, hey, let that ball keep rolling. I mean, you downed it at the 12. It still has some speed. Man, that's one I can claim as inside the 10-yard line. And for punters, that's a huge deal. So that's a learning experience right there for number 23, Zay Fulton.
And they're going to let the clock run, and that will be the end of the third quarter. Auburn leading 56-0 over Jack. Fourth quarter coming up right after this here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey, Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Home grown and member owned.
Are your back-to-school expenses adding up? We've got you covered. Four Seasons Federal Credit Union offers flexible loans for tuition, school supplies, even new or used vehicles. Apply now at FourSeasonsFCU.com. That's FourSeasonsFCU.com. Accounts federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Loans subject to approval. Equal opportunity lender. Ask for more details.
The Eagles, Def Leppard, and the Tigers play here. Wings 94-3.
Start of the fourth quarter here at Duck Sanford Stadium. Jag will start with a pitch play to the near side. We flip field, so they're moving left to right. Pickup of about three on first down. Jag has it now. Second and seven from their own 15-yard line. Again, running clock here in this fourth quarter as Auburn has a commanding 56-0 lead. Quarterback Smith in the shotgun looks this way. Pump fake. He's going to let it fly over the middle and right into double coverage and intercepted. At the 45-yard line, receiver becomes a safety and makes the tackle, and the Tigers force their fourth turnover of the night.
That's a great play right there by the safety, that senior Trey Smith, that has to flip his head around, had to turn his hips, and is able to make a catch in traffic and hang on to that ball as he's being dragged down. A lot of pressure from that defensive front that was able to get in there and force an errant throw, but nice job by getting a new possession for this Auburn team.
Yeah, I'd love to see a senior get involved, one that doesn't see a ton of snaps, unfortunately, but he got in tonight, and he made a very nice over-the-head grab, which brings the Auburn High offense back out on the field. Ball placed on the 47-yard line on their own side of the field, moving right to left on your radio dial. J.D. Pate is in the shotgun, playing quarterback here on this possession in the fourth quarter. Keep it on the ground, works towards the 50, and can't quite get there. Tucker Teal, the senior running back who wears number 30 on the carry.
Yeah, hit the hole hard right there and tried to bounce it to the Jag sideline. Little miscommunication in the backfield, but got things going in the right direction, and see if we can't piece together a nice drive right here and score some points.
Are we going to let this guy throw it or what, guys? What's going on? Let 18 sling it.
Let's go, man. I mean, let him play. Let's take the training wheels off here. What do you think?
You're saying the offense is holding 18 back. Is that what you're saying? Clock running down from 9:40. Again, it'll run the entire fourth quarter, so this will go quickly here. J.D. Pate win the shotgun, a little pitch play up the middle, and just nothing doing. Tried to bring it to the near side, and Jag was able to sniff it out pretty quickly. In on the stop was Posey, the defensive end.
Yeah, it's Ben Walker coming on the motion and just tried to almost a jet sweep, but it's a forward pass. It actually goes for a loss right there. So we'll see what Auburn does. It's third and 13 right here. You know, they want to run clock, so they want to keep the ball on the ground. But you have a running clock. We'll see if they air one out, see if they can't pick up the first down.
Play clock, not an issue yet. Counting down at 18. We're at 9 minutes to play in the ball game. Auburn leads 56-0. Third and long, 13 yards is what you got to get. You got to get to the opposite 44-yard line on this play. J.D. Pate in the shotgun. He does drop back to pass. Rolls out to the far side immediately. Looked over in the middle, had his man. Now he stops and just throws it out of bounds. Oh, he was trying to find his receiver down the sideline. Apologies, I didn't think that James Pate could get there, but he almost did. It does fall incomplete.
Yeah, he just it looks like he hesitated and was expecting that defensive back to bite on something, and when he didn't really know where to go with the ball, so running out of real estate over on the Jag sideline and just got rid of it.
So Tigers will have to punt it away. Clock continues to run, 8:20 in this fourth quarter. Punt unit out there once again for the Tigers, and the senior punter, Cooper Bailey, is on for Auburn.
You know, interesting, the up back for Auburn is Cross Land right there. And we've already seen Auburn run the fake against Opelika, and just a great idea to have a big-bodied backup quarterback there.
Perfect punt by Cooper Bailey. He's going to run inside the 15, down near the 10. Got some physical altercations going after the play, and quick dap up will solve that real quick. 56-0 is our score. Hey, if you are if you're looking to find maybe a more competitive game, we don't want you to go anywhere. Lee Scott has a lead over Randolph County, 30-19, over on AU 100.3. Our friends Christian Griffin, Rhett Chrome, and a region game over at Judd Scott Field across town. You can flip over to that on AU 100.3, or if you're on the Radio Alabama app, you can find it on there as well. Lee Scott leading 30-19 there. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 7:44 to play in this fourth quarter. And while they're trying to mark off where the football's at, well, I was going to try and get an ID in, but looks like they're going to get up and get after it. So here we go. 7:40 counting down in this fourth quarter. Jag after, I guess, a penalty that I missed. They're going to have it on the six-yard line, moving left to right. Quarterback Smith stands inside the blue and white end zone of Auburn, down in front of the Auburn High band. Play clock down to nine. They'll snap the football and keep it on the ground on first down. Cross the six-yard line, tumbles at the seven, and no more after that. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Wings 94.3 is an Auburn Network station, part of the Radio Alabama family. WGZZ and WGZZ HD, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Second and 10 for the Jag offense, moving left to right. Clock under 7 minutes to play, and I have a feeling they'll keep it on the ground the entire time, and they do again right here. Breaks a tackle at the 15, another tackle at the 20, and brought down from behind. Gets out across the 23-yard line. Good enough for a Jag first down.
Yeah, one of the kids that's checked in right now is number 22, Michael Oliver, who's playing the safety to Auburn sideline. Physical kid that is a linebacker's mentality playing safety back here. So interested to see how he does on this series.
Tigers show pressure. They'll back off. Screen pass to the far side. Caught at the 20-yard line. Back across the line of scrimmage, which is the 23. He'll get to the 25. And we'll bring up second down for the Jaguars offense as we get closer to 6 minutes to play.
Yeah, Auburn trying to rotate people in almost every play now. Right now, number 95, Javian Dowdell, comes in.
So it is second down and 8 on the 25-yard line. Smith going to drop back to pass. Pressure immediately up the middle and caught here on the near side at the 30-yard line. Nice pitch and catch to Marlo Harris, the senior wide receiver. First time we've called his name tonight. And makes it about third and 4.
Yeah, good job by Landon Rotten breaking on the ball, coming up, making a tackle, putting him in a third down position. Jag needs to pick up 4 to keep the sticks moving.
More so like 3. My counting skills aren't the best, folks. 3rd and 3. Told you my eyesight's not that good. 3rd and 3 on the 30-yard line, moving left to right. It's going to be a quarterback keeper the entire way and tripped up in the backfield. He may have got back to the 30-yard line. Nice play by 34 and blue. Gets in there to make the stop. Pierce McDougal, the senior, in to trip him up.
Yeah, it was a nice play. Just sliced in there inside of the blocker and was able to get to the legs of the quarterback, a great athlete that you can see his frustration because he had an opening out there toward their sideline. But Pierce is able to get enough of him to get him on the ground.
And it does bring up 4th down and 3. Jag's going to elect to punt here. Down 56-0 with a running clock under 5. Tigers don't bring a ton of pressure. Probably had a block opportunity, but they'll lay off. That punt will bounce out at the plus 44-yard line. So Tigers offense will come back out for what you think would be one final possession. Again, Lee Scott Academy over on AU 100.3 taking on Randolph County. Two undefeateds in their region for 3A play. After Lee Scott took a 30-19 lead, Randolph County two-play drive, 30-25 now. Over on AU 100.3, Auburn Opelika's number one hits music station. We'll have a quick postgame show coming up here. On Wings, Jack Cudden will talk a little bit about the stats. He'll run down, talk to Coach Edwards one more time. We'll get home a little bit earlier than we usually do. Offense on the field again. J.D. Pate back into quarterback for the Tigers. Ball officially placed at the 42-yard line. How about a quarterback keeper to the far side? Steps out of bounds at the 40. He'll pick up maybe 2 on first down.
A little zone read right there following the H-back tight end. Blake Overton leading him around the edge and picks up a couple over on the Jag sideline. You know, these kids are a little older than they're accustomed to seeing. So those gaps they close a lot faster. Those windows are a lot more narrow. So it's a great learning opportunity for all of these guys to get these reps.
Running back is junior Ashton Tompkins. He wears number 28 for the Tigers. He stands right behind J.D. Pate, the quarterback. They'll move to the left side now. Man in motion right to left. Bat snap off the hands of J.D. Pate. Ball's on the ground. Jag has appeared to jump on it, and they did. Little miscommunication. Ball's off the hands of J.D. Pate as the man came in motion and popped straight towards the Jag defensive line in the second turnover of the night for the Tigers.
Yeah, that ball just popped up, and he tried to catch it with one hand and bring it back in and just kind of slung it forward towards the line of scrimmage, and Jag jumps on it. And I think that's the second time in the half that that Auburn's lost a fumble offensively.
Jag with four turnovers offensively tonight. Tigers now with their second. They'll be moving left to right. Will the Jag offense up the middle makes a man miss? I don't know how. Cuts upfield at the 50. Tries to split two defenders across the 45 and cannot do so, but a pickup of 12 on first down.
Yeah, Andre Hogans comes up and makes the tackle from his safety position out there and our corner position, and he was the lone defender right there keeping them from going the distance.
Tigers trying to sub a couple of the defensive linemen off. Jack could snap the football and get too many men. They do not. And a delayed handoff taken down in the backfield. Breaks that tackle. Gets across the 45 and forced out of bounds near the 40-yard line. A play that should have lost six or seven is going to pick up four or five.
Yeah, Amir Jelani had him right there at the in the backfield in his grasp and just couldn't sling him down. And Jag's able to pick up about four on the play.
They're in Auburn High territory. Ball on the 41-yard line, second and six. It's a zone read. Quarterback keeper to the near side across the 40. Almost tripped up but stays on his feet and down the sideline at the 30-yard line. I think he stepped out of bounds further than he thinks he did. I'll say he's down at the 29-yard line. Either way, Rob, second and six turns into first and 10, but a flag down here on the near side.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding over here on this side. That edge was gotten very easily. Off the side, I think they may have pulled on the jersey of Landon Rotten out here at the corner. So what was a big gain is going to go back. And they'll stop the clock in enough time to reset the ball, and then they'll let that clock start running again.
Something cool I just saw, 78, Beckett Taylor just subbed out. The sophomore D lineman, 6 foot, 220. And he came off and got about eight high fives from his guys on the sidelines.
Good
after getting in on a Friday night here at the Dock, man. You love to see stuff like that. So we approach a minute to play. Auburn leading 56-0. Jag empty set in the backfield. Quarterback turns to hand it off. Nobody there. He'll just try to make a play on this near side. Eventually taken out of bounds across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Again, that clock will continue to run as we're under a minute to play.
And look, right now, I mean, there's a minute left. They're on the Auburn side of the field. It's third and about eight, and everybody on the sidelines wanting to keep that goose egg up there. Nobody wants to see these guys score, and they want these guys that don't get a lot of playing time to finish this thing out.
Jag has been shut out once already this year. And we told you Auburn outside the Vestavia Hills game, only giving up 23 points in their other three matchups so far this season. Smith pops up, screen pass, caught at the 45 here near us, and then hit out of bounds, hit again late out of bounds. Don't think it was intentional. He'll get down to the 34-yard line, clock running at 23 seconds. Jag may try to get up and run one more play against 56-0, so results not in question here, but the Jag's going to try and snap it one more time.
Yeah, they'll have one last play. We'll see if they take a shot at the end zone right here and if we can keep them from scoring.
Mardarian Smith is the quarterback. He wears number eight. Screen pass, high throw to the far side. Falls incomplete at the 35-yard line. Clock will run on the incompletion with the score, and that'll do it. Auburn takes down Jag 56-0, avoids any sort of an upset. Auburn will now be 3-0 in region play, 4-1 overall this season. Jag falls to 0-4 and 0-3 in region play. 56-0, Tigers take down the Jags. Auburn over Jag. We're back after this for the postgame show here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the football field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, football fans. Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC is proud to sponsor high school football. We love being part of supporting high school sports. We salute the team, coaches, band, cheerleaders, and especially the families and fans. We are proud to be your Chevrolet and GMC dealer for East Alabama and West Georgia. Visit us online 24/7 at glennsmith.com. Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC, exit 62 off I-85 in Opelika. Get ready to smile.
Now back to the stadium for the Auburn High football postgame show, recapping tonight's game on Wings 94.3.
Not much has changed since we last spoke to you at the half. 56-0 Auburn, a winner over the Jaguars tonight. And welcome to the postgame show on the Auburn High School Sports Network. I am Jack Hutton to take you through some statistics and give you a couple scores here before we send it down to the field to have a word with head coach Keith Etheridge. First of all, some final stats on the night for you. Auburn outgains the Jaguars 295 total yards of offense to 126 on the Jag individual side of things. You had 41 yards on 12 of 21 passing for Mardarian Smith and three interceptions. You also had Lake King Anderson 0 for 1 on the night. On the rushing end of things, 16 carries for 30 yards for Mardarian Smith. He had 7 for 49 yards for Christian Williams. Pretty good night there. And then 3 of 10 for Savion Gilchrist with a fumble loss. You also had Lake King Anderson with a couple of carries, but goes backwards on the night, minus 4 yards. Leading the pass catchers for the Jags, Christian Jackson, 6 catches for 22 yards. Marlo Harris, 2 for 18. Christian Williams, 1 catch for minus 6 yards. Jaden Williams and Frank Anthony with a catch apiece. Williams with 8 yards on his. Anthony with no yards on his. All that results in 85 yards rushing, 41 yards passing for 126 total yards of offense for the Jaguars. For Auburn, on the other hand, Kaysen Myers, terrific tonight. 5 of 6 for 123 yards and 1 touchdown. Did not have to play in that second half. Cross Land, 6 of 10 for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight. How about J.D. Pate getting in on the action? 3 for 4 tonight for 18 yards in his Auburn High School debut. On the ground tonight for the Tigers, leading the Tigers in rushing yardage, Josh Askew, 1 carry, 35 yards was all he needed to take one to the house and end up leading the Tigers in rushing tonight. 3 carries for Jalen Huff for 26 yards and a touchdown. Caleb Tank Thomas, 3 carries for 7 yards. Did have a fumble lost in the second half. Kaysen Myers with 2 carries for 5 yards. Ashton Tompkins gets a carry for 1 yard. You had a carry apiece for Tucker Teal, and then you had actually 2 carries for J.D. Pate there, 3 and 2 yards respectively for those two. Jaden King, though, had a good night in that first half. 4 rushes for 15 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also caught a touchdown tonight on his only target. 3 catches for 39 yards for Josh Askew, 2 catches and 11 yards, and a touchdown for Antonio Welch. Leading the Tigers in receiving yards tonight, B.J. Collins with 2 grabs for 86 yards and a touchdown, 2 grabs for Hampton Jordan for 16 yards, 2 for 24 for Corey Jackson, and then Levi Kelly with a grab for 27 yards. Ben Walker did get in on the action with a catch, but went backwards for minus 6 yards. All of that totaling in 94 rushing yards for Auburn High, 201 yards through the air, 295 total yards. Penalties, fairly clean game for the most part. 2 flags for 20 yards for the Auburn High Tigers, 7 for 37 yards for the Jaguars. The story of the game, we look at yards per play here. Every time Auburn ran a play, they picked up about 8 yards, 7.97 yards per play. Jag, on the other hand, only 2.5 plays. Auburn ran a lot less plays than Jag, however, just outgained them at every stretch and turn there, especially in the first half. Auburn lurking a little bit with the substitutes on third down conversions. Only 40% on the night for the Tigers, but have to think that that would improve with the starters in there. Auburn threw efficiently, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions tonight, 200 yards, 14.3 yards per completion, and then 5.5 yards per rush for the Auburn Tiger offense. It was an efficient night for the Tigers as they down jag and move to 3-0 in the region. Speaking of the region, let's give you a couple scores here on the Franklin Tire and Auto scoreboard presented by Franklin Tire and Auto. Friendly service from Franklin, East University Drive in Auburn since 1970. First, it is Central and Enterprise down towards the bottom of Region 2, and Enterprise trailing Central right now 32-17. The Devils allowed Enterprise to get it within one score there and made it 23-17, but Central has put up 9 straight points and have lengthened that lead back out to 15 as they head into the fourth quarter in Enterprise. Carver and Dothan over in Montgomery. The Wolverines taking care of Dothan right now, 42-28, that one at the half. And then Opelika all over Smith Station. We do not have a specific score update from them. We're trying to get one right now, but don't have a specific score from Smith Station, that is. But at last check, Opelika had a pretty big lead out there against Smith's, and so we expect that to go the dog's way tonight. And so if we're looking at this from, it does look like Opelika still leads that one. Let's see. Looking like that one's about 21-0 at last glance. I would imagine that it's a little bit more than that, but don't want to tell you anything, Shertons. But let's assume that Opelika is going to win that one. So we'll go over your standings here in the area two. Central, if that score holds out there in Enterprise, would move to 5-0 overall and 3-0 in the area. Carver Montgomery would do the same in the area, but improve to 4-1 overall. That's the same record as this Auburn High team that just went to 4-1 overall and 3-0 in the area tonight. If Dothan drops that game to Carver Montgomery, they will drop to 1-2 in the area and 3-2 overall, leaving room for that fourth spot, Opelika, to jump up and grab that for now at 4-1 and 2-1 in the area. Enterprise would drop to 2-3 and 0-3 in the area. Smith Station would drop to 1-4 overall and 0-3 in the area, and then Jag, of course, just dropping to 0-4 and 0-3 in the area. So right now, if you were looking at that from points four being that tiebreaker, it would be Central, Carver, Auburn, and then Opelika would jump up and grab that fourth spot. That's where we sit at the halfway point in this regular season. So Auburn, the 3 seed right now, still plenty of time to get back up into that race. Having a little trouble with our scoreboard right now, and so don't have a whole lot of other updates other than that right now. We can look at college football, though, very quickly. Look at a couple games that have gone on tonight. Out in Stillwater, boy, this has been an odd year for this Oklahoma State team. Tulsa leading the Pokes right now, 19-9. Oklahoma State does have the ball and driving. They are inside the red zone of Tulsa. Still 14 minutes to go in the fourth out there. Iowa and Rutgers, another game going on right now, about 8.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Iowa with the ball, trying to get out of their own end zone right now. That one tied up at 21. So still some good football left to go tonight. Tune in if you're not in front of the TV right now. You may want to get it over to ESPN to watch Oklahoma State try and rip off a comeback against Tulsa or Iowa and Rutgers in a barn burner right now. If you'd rather wait until tomorrow, how about Auburn and Oklahoma tomorrow? The big one at 2:30 on ABC, number 22, Auburn at 3-0 behind the arm, well, the legs, really, of Jackson Arnold. And the pass-catching talents of Cam Coleman, Eric Singleton, Malcolm Simmons, the rushing power of Damari Alston, Jeremiah Cobb. Oh, goodness. Could go on about the talent on that squad. They head in to face John Mateer and the number 11 3-0 Oklahoma Sooners. And to get you ready for all the action tomorrow, it'll be myself. It'll be Uncle T-Bone on Game Day on Wings 94.3. We get started at 9:30 tomorrow morning, 5 hours before kickoff, and we bring you all the way up to the Tiger Tailgate Show starting at 11:30. So get up and join us tomorrow morning. Get a cup of coffee and call in. We want to hear from you. We want to hear all your thoughts on the game tomorrow, and everything you want to hear can come from the mouth of Uncle T-Bone. And if you hadn't heard of Uncle T-Bone yet, boy, I highly recommend that for your Saturday morning entertainment. A couple other SEC games going on tomorrow. You do have this Arkansas-Memphis game. Should be kind of interesting to start there out in the Liberty Bowl. Memphis at 3-0 and hosting Talen Green and the Razorbacks. UAB at Tennessee at 11:45 on the SEC Network. Tulane and Ole Miss on ESPN at 2:30. Northern Illinois visiting Mississippi State, a 3-0 Mississippi State team. How about that squad? At 3:15 on the SEC Network. At 6 o'clock on ESPN, South Carolina and it visits number 23, Missouri. The Battle of Comos will get going. 6:30 p.m. on ABC that night, Florida visiting number 4 Miami, needing a win in the worst way. At 6:30 p.m. on ESPNU, Georgia State and number 20 Vanderbilt at 3-0 get going once again at 6:30, and then your final two SEC games on the night. 6:45 on the SEC Network, Southeastern Louisiana and number 3 LSU, and then at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus, Sam Houston visiting Texas. There are a couple of fun ones outside of the SEC tomorrow. You get number 17 Texas Tech and number 16 Utah at 11 a.m. on Fox. You'll also have North Carolina and UCF at 2:30 on Fox. You'll have Michigan and Nebraska over on CBS also at 2:30. You'll have West Virginia and Kansas at 5 o'clock on FS1. And then later in the night, you'll have on 6:30 on NBC, number 9, Illinois, and number 19, Indiana. You also have Washington and Wazoo State tomorrow at 6:30. That one, a sneaky fun one. Arizona State and Baylor at 6:30 on Fox. Just a lot of college football action tomorrow night. And then there late, that late show at 10 o'clock on Fox. Michigan State and USC, number 25 in the country. They'll get set to go to give you the final college football game of the night outside of Hawaii. Just about set to go down to the field to have a chat with Coach Keith Etheridge. So let's take a break on the Auburn High School Sports Network. When we come back, we'll have that interview, get some final thoughts from the guys, and then wrap it up from Duck Sanford Stadium. Once again, Auburn a winner 56-0 over the Jaguars. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network.
Since Auburn Bank opened in 1907, we've been tested by world wars, pandemics, and plenty of troubled times. Through it all, we've not only survived, but thrived by staying true to our core values of sound money management and putting our customers first. And just as surely as more challenges will come, we'll meet them the way we always have, with your confidence and our experience. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
The post-game show continues on your Auburn High football station, Wings 94.3.
Auburn High, a winner tonight over the Jaguars, 56-0 here at Duck Sanford Stadium. This is the post-game show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Jack Cutton down on the field, patiently waiting for head coach Keith Etheridge. And Auburn again moving to 4-1 overall this season, 3-0 in region play. Jack falls to 0-4 on the year and 0-3 in region play. It's been a nice start, Rob, to the season for Auburn High, and it feels like that Vestavia Hills game where Auburn just looked bad on all fronts, looks like that one's starting to go deeper in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that's a good thing to happen to a team, to go on the road, to get punched in the mouth, and to figure out, you know, where are our weaknesses, you know, what do we need to improve upon, And I think that they, you know, were humbled that night, and a lot of things went wrong. But you see week in and week out just gradually this team building a little bit of momentum, getting a little bit better in some aspects that they were weak at. And, you know, it's going to pay dividends as they get into the heart of the schedule, because it's coming. It's here. I mean, the next two games are going to be battles, and then the final two games are going to be wars. And so, yeah, it's one of those things that you hope they learned a lot from and continue to improve and mature.
Looks like Jack Cutton is standing by with the head coach of Auburn High School football. Jack, go ahead, my friend.
All right, here on the field with head coach Keith Etheridge, right about midfield. And, Coach, just talked to you a minute ago. Yeah. That was a quick second half. Talk about this game. I know this one was one that, you know, it turns into there that second half of just get out, get home, get everybody healthy. But you got some young guys in, and, you know, you really felt like you had a good game plan there.
Yeah, bait pulled it, ran a couple. He got his first varsity snaps. It's awesome. You know, it's great to see young guys get in there. It's great to see, you know, those guys get an opportunity to come in and make plays, and, you know, just super excited for them. And our varsity group played really good the first half as far as the ones and the twos. And came out the second half and played really good. You know, and then getting to see the young guys not give up anything and move the ball on offense, really move the ball pretty good on offense. And, you know, just – It sort of brings a smile to your face over there to see those young guys just starting to grow up. You know, feel really proud of them. They got a trip. You know, Monday they got all the prize. So, you know, I tell them, they better get some sleep this week.
Well, it's good for the future of the program. And, you know, speaking of future, coming up next few games, I mean, you're going to get a Moody team. Obviously, that means a lot
really
to you. But after that, I mean, it's really buckle down time for you. You got a couple of big ones. Just kind of talk about what tonight does for you and then the next few weeks, if you would.
Yeah, you know, Central's got a really good football team, but you can't look past Moody.
Yeah.
You know, Moody's really, really good. They're physical. They got a lot of athletes all over the place. You know, one of my favorite kids I ever coached is a coach on that team. He coaches the DBs, but Dadara Marshall, you know, he's a kid that won 54 games as a starting quarterback for me. You know, won two state championships and was the MVP his junior year of the state championship game. Love that kid. I'm gonna love to get to see him Friday night, and I hope I get to whoop his rear end. But they got a really good football team. They're really, really, really athletic. They got Division I players all over the place. So we're going to have to be ready to go.
Coach, appreciate the time, man. Not a whole lot to say, but appreciate your time down here. And, look, I mean, if you ever want a father-son duo out there, I know a guy that can give you some snaps.
Yeah, I think I know. I bet he could. I'd like to see him line up back here at safety a couple times.
All right, we appreciate that, Coach, man.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Go Tigers.
All right, go Tigers. Send it back up to you guys. I'm out of here, guys.
Thanks so much, Jack. Thanks to Coach Etheridge as well for always taking the time to speak to us at halftime and postgame as well. And I was unaware of the relationship he has with the DB's coach there at Moody next week, so that'll be a fun moment. And why that game means so much to him, Coach Etheridge, for people that don't know, originally from Leeds, and that's a huge rivalry up there in the Birmingham area. So going to be a lot of fun here next week, Rob, for a non-region game against Moody.
It will be, and we're going to need a lot of support, and I think people will look at that name on a schedule and see a lower classification and think, well, that's going to be a cakewalk, and that's just not the case. That's a good football team, and like he said, Division I talent, they've got SEC talent at some positions. I know that they've got at least one kid committed to Alabama, and so, you know, they're going to bring in a physically imposing team that is well-coached, and it's going to be great preparation for region play and for what's on the horizon with Central coming up the week after.
Auburn takes down Enterprise 56-0 here at Duck Sanford Stadium. Again, moving to 4-1 overall in the year, 3-0 in region play. No breaks, though. Moody will be a really good team. It's not a region game, but it will be a fun one, and that's going to be right back here at Duck Sanford Stadium. And that is our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network is next Friday night against Moody. Airtime is 6:30 on Wings 94.3, WingsFM.com, and the Radio Alabama app with kickoff set for 7 o'clock. And, hey, if you need more Coach Etheridge in your life, because you do, I'm telling you right now, you can tune in on Thursdays over on ESPN 106.7 during my show On the Line every Thursday at 3 o'clock to start hour number 2. Coach Etheridge joins us live on the phone lines to preview the upcoming game and review the game in the rearview mirror as well. So he'll talk about this Jag game and tell what it means to play Moody here at Duck Sanford Stadium next week. Auburn High School football was produced on site by Jack Hutton. Our studio engineer tonight has been Sam Boyd. And from my broadcast partner, Rob Pate, I'm Jack Hutton. Tigers win. I'm Jacob Goins. I'm not Jack Hutton. I looked at Jack when I said it. How about that? I'm Jacob Goins.
Good-looking guy.
I just want to be you, Jack. I just want to be Jack Hutton when I'm not Jacob Goins. But tonight I am Jacob, and we do close out here with a 56-0 win. Auburn over Jag. We're back next Friday here on Wings 94.3. Stay safe, and go Tigers.
Auburn High Football on Wings 94.3 has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, Googe Performing Arts Center, and University Ace Hardware. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Franklin Tire and Auto, Glenn Smith Chevrolet GMC in Opelika, Jeffcoat Trant, and Mountain High Outfitters. See the broadcast schedule at wingsfm.com. Thanks for listening to your hometown station for Auburn sports. Wings 94.3.